High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's season opener is between the Innerboro Buccaneers and your Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Almost 1 year ago to the day, Innerboro and Strathaven put together an absolute instant classic over at George L. King Field. The Panthers led by two touchdowns with just over 7 minutes to play, but Innerboro came roaring back and with a gutsy call for a two-point conversion inside of 2 minutes remaining, hung on for a 36-35 win. And again, got them off to a great start on their way to a 10-3 season and a return to atop the Del Valle League. Strathaven made a return themselves to the now 5A playoffs. Wanted to say AAA, it was that way for years, but the 5A District 1 playoffs saw the Panthers right the ship after week one and get a little bit better week after week, and hoping now to continue that into the 2017 season. Both teams with a whole new cast of characters, but lots of people excited for the Bucks and Panthers here tonight on a beautiful August weekend here in Glen Olden. Good evening, everyone, and ready to kick off the 2017 high school football season right here on HavenFootball.net, every year since 2006 now. And Brian Carroll, that's me. I'll be bringing you play-by-play, and joined, as always, by Mike Mayer. Mike, I am thrilled to be back, and really, lots of new faces for both of these teams tonight, and we're hoping to see a repeat of last year. Of course, maybe the result a little different if you're a Panther fan, but certainly last year's opener got us off to a great start.
Oh, yeah, that was a thriller of monumental proportions. It came down to literally the last play of the game. Two-point conversion won it for Innerboro. Haven had been leading through most of the game and seemed to be on their way to a victory. At one point, I think, led by more than 14, I think, if I remember, and was a great disappointment and actually became kind of the whole season in a nutshell. We had talked about the fact that, you know, the best 3-7, 4-7 team ever. Just so many games, three or four that we can think off the top of our head that they should have won. Well, should have is a bad word. Could have won and possibly could have done it and would have made such a difference in their season. Of course, at the end of the day, they made it to the playoffs and they went out and, of course, played as the number one team, wasn't it? They played the number one seed, which is always tough.
But still, Upper Dublin was very good.
But even Upper Dublin, they were leading for a while and seemed to have their act together. And it just, that team last year just couldn't seem to hang in there. And this year, a lot of new bodies, a lot of good-sized kids, but again, a rather shallow team. 39 kids on the team. They've brought up a couple of freshmen. They have no depth, so injuries are going to be something you're going to critically look at, and it's already affected coaching decisions. We know that Coach Clancy has looked at certain kids, will not go both ways with them, so that he'll have to accept the fact that he'll have some kids playing who maybe are not the best kids he has, but he really has no choice because he just is concerned with losing kids for a season or for a few games. And I understand it. I also think we're going to see in our quarterback tonight who is a scrambling capability. Very little scrambling unless he's in serious trouble, because Clancy's very concerned he's going to, you know, run out there and get hurt. But he'd be one of our better running backs if he wasn't our quarterback.
And that quarterback will be Jake Fisher. Threw one pass last year in relief late in a game, but a junior. Played a lot of quarterback as a freshman on the freshman team. Last year was on the varsity squad as an outside linebacker, and a very good year at linebacker. But again, as Mike, you mentioned, he's one of the guys that they will not plan to use on both sides of the ball for fear of injury and possibly losing him at an obviously very important position. But the Panthers also graduated their top five rushers from last season. So you're looking at a whole new cast of characters in the backfield. Gone are, again, over 1,600 yards of offense. On the ground. Gone is the quarterback, Evan Atzevez, a two-year starter who threw the ball very well, especially late in the season last year. But again, a bunch of guys coming back. On the defensive side of the ball, especially, the Panthers bring back about half of their defensive lineup. So again, you look at the second-team All-Central League linebacker in Ryan Morris, second-team All-Central corner in Tommy Foster, and again, which should be a very stout defensive line. Ryan Krause jumping in now. Ethan Belleville will move from linebacker to defensive end. And big Lee Holbert in the middle, 6'3", 290. Lee is getting bigger and stronger every year and looked awfully good in last weekend's scrimmage. So we'll see how big number 52 holds up tonight. On the offensive side of the ball, the Panthers, again, will count on some new faces in the backfield. Nick O'Connor got a handful of carries last year at halfback. He will start there tonight. Sean Daly looked very good last week. He'll be the other halfback. And Zach Hussein will line up at fullback. John Morris got dinged in the scrimmage last week. So, again, he will not play on the offensive side of the ball, but will play defense tonight. So there's just a few of many new names that we will be calling out, hopefully, for several weeks from now, well into November and maybe beyond. But on the Innerborough side of things, again, similar situation. There. They lose really nine offensive starters from the DelVal champs last year, but they do bring back Kali Kutaye, who is led Delaware County in yards per carry last year for anyone with over 45 carries. So Kutaye, 9.3 yards per carry, had 465 yards on the ground a year ago. He is back at tailback for his senior season, replacing all Delco tailback Chris Thomas, who had four touchdowns against the Panthers a year ago, pretty almost single-handedly carried the Bucks to that big comeback win. But new quarterback by the name of Jared Della Prescoli, who apparently looked very good in the scrimmage a week ago. Joe Forte returns at fullback. An almost entirely new offensive line, with the exception of big Noah Nichols, 6'6", 335 pounds. He's gotten bigger and stronger than last year as well. But again, Innerborough, much like Strathaven, with a very young team, not a ton of size, but you know they will be fast, you know they will be tough. And, of course, led by head coach Steve Lennox. He and Kevin Clancy together, almost 600 career wins combined, the two winningest coaches in Delaware County history, playing head-to-head tonight. Strathaven 7-2 all-time against Innerborough, won seven in a row, and now have lost the last two season openers. Last time we were here 2 years ago, the Panthers just absolutely killed themselves with fumbles and a number of different problems there. Just handling the football. But last year, of course, an instant classic, 36-35, the Bucks took it a year ago. Of course, now we'd be remiss as we look out at who's coming and going. The Innerborough band right to our left of the press box is here tonight. Absent tonight is the Strathaven Marching Unit. The band will hopefully be back next week or possibly the week after. But, again, if you're joining us and have not been around much of the summer, one of the things we absolutely have to mention is that longtime band director Jack Hans passed away very suddenly this summer. And so the 400-plus members of the Strathaven band, the entire Wallingford-Swarthmore community, everybody and anybody who's watched the Strathaven band any time over the last 30-plus years, again, really kind of shocked and wondering kind of what the next steps are, but we are hopeful and confident that the Strathaven band will be as big and wonderful as ever. And again, our Thoughts go out to the Hans family. We miss Jack very much already tonight. It just feels a little bit different without him here. But, again, we will hope to see the band back next week. And the captains are meeting at midfield. Strathaven tonight in their road whites, black numerals, silver helmets, black pants, black numerals on their jerseys. The captains, a trio of seniors, Sean Daly, outside linebacker and halfback, Ryan Morris, linebacker and offensive guard, offensive tackle and defensive tackle Lee Holbert. They will kick it off and defend the end zone to our left. Kali Kutaye and number six, Brett McLaughlin, tight end and inside linebacker for the Bucks, are the captains for Innerborough. Innerborough in their black jerseys, gold pants, gold numerals, and black helmets. We're going to rise for the national anthem. We'll take a short time out for that national anthem, be back for the tail end of it, and the opening kickoff to the 2017 high school football season here in Pennsylvania. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Star Spangled Banner, performed by an Innerborough student. Terrific effort tonight. Hopefully you could hear it through our field mic. We were right here in the booth right next to her. Excellent job. And moving on to the opening kickoff. Again, just thrilled to be here. Mike Mayer, the brains and operations and voice of everything else on HavenFootball.net.
Now
of course,
you've done it. Now
thrilled
you've done
to
it.
Thrilled to bring back Pete Fulgenet. We'll hear a bunch from him from halftime, but thanks in advance to Pete for all the work he does with the spotting and statistical work. And again, I'm Brian Carroll, bringing in play-by-play. This is I was sending a shout out to my buddy Daryl Dovis up at WNPV. Was talking with him earlier today. He's excited for yet another high school football season, so thanks to everybody up in Lansdale and WNPV for all the coverage they provide in the Suburban One League. Was texting back and forth with Pat Patterson over at Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley at home tonight with Westchester Ruston. A number of scores will be tweeting and sharing as best we can throughout the evening at the same time, keeping you on top of things here in Glen Olden. Sophomore kicker Emmett Young has it teed at the right hash mark on the 40-yard line for Strathaven. They'll kick it deep. Kali Kotaye waits at the 10-yard line. He is flanked by number 4, Andrew Grebe, and number 34, Mike Moore. Young, honorable mention All-Central a year ago, second in Delaware County in kick scoring, approaches high and over a kick, and we are underway. It's going to come down to Grebe at about the 15-yard line. Looks through his right, tries to turn it upfield, and goes up the middle and is ripped down there by Morris and number 10, Ebo Pio. So, Bucks will start. First and 10 at about their own, call it 27-yard line. Jared Delapriscoli is your quarterback. Kelly Kutaye is your running back. Fullback Joe Forte. Wide receivers could be Dan Cole and Dylan White. Will rotate other guys in as well. Brett McLaughlin at tight end. When they go with two tight ends, it'll be Ryan Doughty. Wyatt McDevitt, Nick Ewing, Anthony Ziza, Noah Nickel, and Rick Neal are your down five. Split to the left is Dan Cole. Wide receiver split to the right, I formation, toss play to the left side is Kutaye. Oh, dances through one tackle. Flag's going to come, and Panther lost a helmet. My guess is you're going to get holding or a face mask, going to wipe out about an 8-yard run. But we will see, as Lee Holbert had his helmet just ripped off. But we'll wait for the officials to be sure of it. Flag laying at about the line of scrimmage. So if this is a spot foul and going backward, just going to put Interbro in a deep hole. Unfortunately for the Panthers, losing his helmet, Holbert has to leave the field for at least one play. But holding against Nürnberg is going to turn it into first and 20 back at their own 17-yard line. Panther defense looks like this. Up front, you have Ryan Krause and Ethan Belleville are the ends. Defensive tackles John Morris and Lee Holbert. Sam Burke will rotate in. He's a sophomore and is in place of Holbert at the moment. Ryan Morris and Luke Keeley, the inside backers, Nick O'Connor and Sean Daly on the outside. Chris Rossini and Tommy Foster are your corners. And the sophomore, Ebo Pio, is the free safety. Fullback trap right up the middle goes Forte. Lots of running room, and he steps through one tackle. Nice job by Pio to slow him down. Daly cleans up, but he takes back 19 of the 20 yards. Quick fullback trap for Forte, and the Bucks in business. Second down and one upcoming.
What's it? Was that 10 or 40?
40.
40.
Joe Forte, just straight ahead, power running, 5'10", 195-pound senior. And they do move the stick, so give him 20 yards and a Bucks first down. They'll spot it at about the 37-yard line. I formation, they toss to the left side. Kutaye looks for room, cuts back to his right. Holbert there to wrap up, along with number 57, Luke Healy. Healy, a junior, wearing 57, and give maybe 3 yards for Kutaye on his first official carry. His carry a moment ago was wiped out by the penalty. So we'll call it second and about seven. 10:56 and counting to play in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. Opening drive of the game. Two tight ends. Wing to the right. Forte off right tackle and going nowhere this time. Panthers had that read very well. Ethan Belleville on first contact. Ryan Krause in there as well. It'll bring up third down and seven. Forte not much doing after a 20-yard run a moment ago. So third down and seven. See what the Bucks come up with. Typically, Coach Lennox running a conservative offense. They don't throw it much, but we'll see what they dig up here. Tim Convery split far to the right side. Slot right, and they go shotgun. Delapriscoli's going to roll to his right. Looking, looking, looking. Has some time. Now he's going to tuck it and run, looking for the sticks on that far sideline, and he has it. Steps out of bounds on that far sideline, just past the sticks at the 48-yard line. Gain of 8 for Delapriscoli. Good feet, good decision. Didn't take a hit either. So first down for the Bucks at the 49.
Yeah, that was obviously Haven's having some trouble with containment. They're starting to get comfortable with the up-the-gut stuff, but trying to contain the quarterback and keeping everybody tight. It's going to take a little bit of work. We'll see what happens.
Fifth play of the drive upcoming. Both teams trying to get the feel of football again after a year off. Give inside is to Forte, and he goes straight up the gut again. Fullback dive, gashing the Panthers right now. Gain of 7 more for Forte. Stop there by Sam Burke and others. Morris in there as well. Morris, second team all-league at inside linebacker a year ago. Leading tackler for the Panthers, added 87 tackles in 2016. Second and short. Two tight ends. Give is to Kutaye off right tackle, and he's going to lunge his way near first down yardage at about the 41-yard line. We'll see. See where they spot this one. It's awfully close. Now they're going to say third and inches. So Khalid Kutaye with 2 carries for 5 yards. Well, they're going to measure this. Yeah, he is awfully close. Panther defense on its heels a little bit.
Yeah, I got him at a first and 10 if he's at the 41, so I'll have to backtrack it a little bit.
6 plays in this drive that started at about the 27-yard line, and Bucks, to their credit, overcame a holding penalty on the first play. First and 20 disappeared awfully quickly.
Yep, got it.
And indeed, they do pick up first down, so give Kutaye 3 on your score sheet. And moving right to left in front of us, the Bucks on the move. 9:33 to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. And the Bucks break the huddle with a tight end to the left, McLaughlin. Wing to the right is Dowdy. I formation behind Della Priscoli. And on the counter, here comes Dowdy, and he is swallowed up by Lee Holbert. Holbert crushes number four, Andrew Grebe. Not Dowdy, but excellent job there by Holbert getting upfield. Loss of six on the play. And Lee Holbert blasting through that A-gap and putting Interboro in a tough spot here. Nice work there by the senior. And Holbert, you know, he's been, it's fun to watch his development over the last couple of years. He is in better shape. He is stronger. He is about 20 pounds bigger than last year, and they go shotgun four wide now. Della Priscoli back looking, firing to the outside. It goes through the hands, incomplete. Intended for Brett McLaughlin. Couldn't haul it in with Ryan Morris bearing down quickly and brings up third down and about 16. Clock stops with 8:46 to play here in the opening quarter. They'll snap it from the Panthers' 46-yard line.
Yeah, last time they were in a hole, they used Forte to run right up the gut and got 20 yards. So
Right. Panthers have to be careful here. Kutaye on the right hip of Della Priscoli, who's in the shotgun. Receivers, two to either side. Della Priscoli back, looking. They run an inside screen. Kutaye with running room, cuts inside, dance away from one man, cuts out to his right, and he's going to get himself a first down, gain of 17. Excellent call, safe pass. And they pick up 16 yards to Kutaye. And they'll move the sticks again. So frustrating circumstance for the Panthers. Get a big play from Holbert on first down, but couldn't get off the field on third and long. So the Bucks keep the drive alive. 8:35 to play here in the opening quarter. Kutaye dots the eye. Receiver split to the right, counter on the inside, and going nowhere is Grebe again. The Panthers stayed home. Nice work by Daly and Healy to make the stop. They lose another, call it no gain there. Nothing doing on first down. Hope to get an update from Marple Newtown at some point.
Yeah,
they are down in Florida. Yeah. So they had a 6 o'clock kickoff. They lead Florida High School right now late in the second quarter, 6-0. Just got a tweet there from the Tigers Radio Network.
Wonder how warm it is. The hurricane's too far away from them. So.
Wing to the right, split to the right. Della Priscoli in the gun. They run a jet sweep to this near side. Here comes Kutaye looking for room off the left side. Tries to stretch it out. He does pick up a few there. Nice work, Kutaye. Yeah. Good patient running to pick up about six.
I was going to say good patient running. He really, if he had rushed it, he would have gotten nailed.
Good work there. Tom Foster on the stop. Kutaye's third carry now. 12 yards. Play 12 of the opening drive, and you're probably in four-down territory now if you're Interboro. From the Panther 25-yard line, under center now is Della Priscoli. I formation behind him, hard count, and he got him to jump. Free five here for Interboro, and it will probably move the sticks. Panthers lose discipline for a second, and now it's going to get a fresh set of downs. Sticks on the far sideline, already picked up and on the move. First and 10, they'll spot it at about the 20-yard line. Excellent opening drive here for the Bucks. 7:22 remaining in the opening quarter. Nose of the football on the Panther 20-yard line. Panther defense with eight in the box. Motion to the right to left. Gives Kutaye. They run to that left side, and he's going to barrel his way inside the 15 to the 13. Give him about seven more, and O'Connor loses his helmet, and he's going to have to leave the field momentarily. Dan Reeves checks in for him. So Kutaye picks up seven more. Four carries for 19 yards when he had a big 16-yard catch and run on third and 16 a few moments ago. Panther defense a year ago. Well, we'll get back to that in a moment here. Wing to the right. Split to the right. Gives to Forte up the middle. Short yardage and not much doing there. Good work there staying home. And filling the hole there by Ryan Morris. O'Connor checks back in for Dan Reeves. And it's going to bring up third down and about two. So maybe a yard for Forte. Clock ticks, 6:20. And counting to play here in the opening quarter. Split to the right, Tim Convery. Gives Kutai off the left side, and he is buried. Belleville slams him down back at the 15-yard line. Loss of three on the play, and now it's fourth and five. So nice work there by Belleville, turning him loose on the end.
Belleville came out of nowhere, just punched through a hole, and surprise.
And the Panthers, defense allowed 23 points per game last year, and trying to tighten up here in the red zone. From the 15, fourth and five. Del Frescoli under center, fakes, throws lateral backwards to Kutai, who's trying to strung out on the sideline. Healy slams him down, short of the first down. Call it a run there. Kutai is dropped for no gain. Healy on the stop. That's technically a run, as the ball pass did not go forward, and the Panther offense will see the field for the first time. The defense on the field for half this first quarter, but they keep him out of the end zone, and we're scoreless. First and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Zach Hussein's at fullback. Sean Daly and Nick O'Connor, the halfbacks. Dan Reeves, a tight end. Tommy Foster, your split end. Sam Burke is your center. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy at guard. Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause are the tackles. Morris from the left hash, under center, wing T behind him. Turns and gives to Nick O'Connor off the left side. Not much doing for Nick this time. First carry of the season for the offense. Picks up about two. Host of Bucks on the stop. Try to get to the defense here momentarily for the Bucks on the down part of the down for Ryan Dowdy and number 34 Mike Moore. Panthers with a wing T. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. On second down and about eight. Give this to Zach. Play fake, and no, it's give on the sweep is to O'Connor off the left side again. He crosses the fifth, crosses the 20 rather. Out to maybe the 21-yard line. It'll bring up third down and a long four.
Was he 24?
Yep. Panthers trying that left side for now behind big Lee Holbert and Ryan Morris.
Boy, reading the yard markers are tough. What?
Those yard markers are only on the far sideline.
So they're at 22? 20,
yeah, 20. They're at the 25-yard line. 25. I'm sorry, the 20 right now. Okay. They're on the 20 right now. Third down and five. Split end to the right. To the near side, here is Tom Foster. Gives the fullback Hussein straight up the middle. He tumbles forward across the 25 and for a first down. First carry of the year for the fullback. Give him seven, and the Panthers move the sticks.
Which is number 36?
35.
We're all new here this season.
Bear with us. A whole new cast of characters carrying the football for the Panthers. Tom Foster, really the only guy with any significant offensive contribution to speak of returning from last year. He's split end to the right. Motion man is Sean Daly. They play fake and back to pass is Fisher. Looking deep down the post and out there is Foster and it's incomplete. Pass overthrown there by Fisher, but they took their shot on first down. Keep the defense honest. Pretty well covered there by Innerborough. Dan Cole, the free safety, staying home. Also in the secondary for the Bucks includes Tim Convery and and Andrew Grebe at the corners. Outside backer includes Gino Marchesano. Second down and 10. Panthers moving left to right. It's off the right tackle goes Zach Hussein. Flag on the play. We'll see what happens here. It's in the neighborhood of what is often holding. Give Hussein three on the carry momentarily. Well, four rather, but holding against
face mask
against Innerborough. So second penalty here. Costly one.
What's that, 29?
Well,
is that the 29?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So 15-yard face mask. He'll march it out to the 44-yard line. So the Panthers catch a break there. Instead of third and six, it's now first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Panthers on the move as they approach midfield. 3:47 to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. Long drive for Innerborough stalled at the 15-yard line if you're joining us late, and the Panthers trying to dig out of that hole. Two tight ends. Wing to the left. Fisher gives to O'Connor off the left side, and he spins his way forward past the line of scrimmage, and not much more. Good work there by Convery and number 43, Ryan Dowdy, who are closing quickly. Gain of about two for O'Connor, who's had three carries already. So, Panthers will snap it from their 46-yard line. Ridley scores early. They're up 6-0 on Father Judge. Springfield on top of Glen Mills, 7-0. Try to keep you updated on other scores from around Delaware County, District 1 and District 12 all evening. Here, second down and 8. Jake Fisher under center. Gives to Zach Hussein straight up off the left side. Picks up maybe 3 or 4 more. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. He's stopped at the 49-yard line by a host of Bucks. Hussein, again, last year, 4 carries for 45 yards. Mostly in spot duty near the end of games. But big 35 at 5'11", 200 pounds. Runs hard. There's a load to bring down, and hopefully for the Panthers, we'll get a great deal of work tonight. Tom Foster, split end to the right. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. Daly in the backfield alongside of Hussein. Quick hitter to Hussein up the middle, pushes his way just shy of first down yardage. It's going to be 4th down and about 2 when they unpile. So give him about 2 more, and now it's decision time for Coach Clancy here. Clock ticking. 2 minutes, 1:59 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. They're scoreless. Panther offense will stay on the field. So really? From the Bucks' 48-yard line, they need the 46.
Try to draw them off.
And about 1.5. Jake Fisher under center. 2 tight ends, Reeves to the right, Belleville to the left. Fisher turns, gives to Sean Daly. He runs hard off the right side. Wow. He's got a 1st down and more. Tripped up at the 43-yard line, and Daly's first carry of the year picks up 5 and moves the sticks. Sean Daly was probably the biggest eye-opener of the scrimmage a week ago against Westchester East. He is 15 pounds stronger. He looks faster. He is a different-looking kid than he was a year ago. So they're hoping for big things from number 5, who lines up at left halfback alongside Zach Hussein. 2 tight end set here on 1st and 10. Motion from right to left is O'Connor. Back to pass. Looking, firing to the outside. It is caught? Or
no.
No, it is caught.
It is?
Caught by Daly at the 40-yard line. He got kind of hung up on the sideline there. So just a short gain of about 3 yards there. Ran out of room to turn it upfield, but Fisher connects.
No gain,
nice,
I think.
Nice, safe pass. Now they moved it about 2 yards.
All right, there we go.
So first completion of the year. 31. Off the arm of Jake Fisher. Brings up 2nd down and 8 from the Bucks' 41-yard line.
You know, real quickly, you talk about the way these kids change in size, and if you're at teenagers, boy, you can see it.
Daly, wing to the left. Split to the left is Tom Foster. On 2nd down and 8, motion man is O'Connor. On the counter, Daly gets it. It is blown up beautifully by number 17, Marchesano. Gino explodes into the backfield and tried to run the counter there, and just a mess. Well, good job by Daly and Fisher to hold on to the football. They just collided.
He was following Daly and just was basically in on the play. I mean, they never got. Matter of fact, I have a little bit of trouble as to who I'm going to give the run to. Should it be the quarterback or should it be Daly? So
I think Daly ended up standing up with the football.
Yeah, something. So
it'll be 3rd down and 11 now from the Bucks' 44-yard line. Panthers moving left to right late in this first quarter. 30 seconds and counting to play here before the end of the first. Shotgun look. Double wing, split ends to either side. Firing down the middle, looking, and is deflected incomplete. Daly, pass delivered a little bit high down the 20, near the 25. Couldn't climb the ladder to get it. Fisher floated it out there and couldn't quite connect. So now, 4th down and 12, and the Panthers will look to punt and pin Innerborough deep. Ryan Krause normally lines up at right tackle, will be your punter for this one. Kutaye standing deep to return along with Tim Convery. Daly and O'Connor split to either side. They'll be the gunners trying to chase this one down. Good punt snap, no pressure, and Krause hits a boomer. High spiral. It's going to come down near Convery, who's going to make the catch, and he's going to keep it himself off this left edge. Trying to turn a corner. They build a wall on this near sideline, and turn upfield is Convery across the 45-50. Convery down the near sideline with one man to beat. Can Hussein get him? No! Convery's going to take it the distance. 90 yards for the score on the final play of the first quarter. 2 years ago, the same thing happened. The Panthers had trouble with punt coverage, and it rears its ugly head again. He faked the handoff to Kutaye, and Convery goes sideline to sideline, plus 90 yards upfield. 6-0, extra point pending. Well, Panthers had a shot early to wrap him up. And then you just saw a wall on this near sideline. It's a Well, it's a practice that most high school teams use. If they're going to build a wall, they put it on their near sideline and run to it. And now, Convery will try to catch his breath and kick an extra point. Mike Ventura to hold. Convery, and now they're going to say, end. Okay, timeout, Interboro. They're going to use a timeout, and again, Mike, that's a frustrating break here for the Panthers.
Yep.
Anything short of that, you're looking probably, or they're anticipating on fourth and long, trying to pin them deep and give them a 90-yard field to look at. Well, Convery took it back in one play. So, timeout on the field. Why don't we take a short one with them? Be back in about 20 seconds for the extra point. 6-0, Interboro, extra point coming. Stunned silence from the far sideline, and Panthers left to dig out of the hole. We come back with Demon Football that night.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Extra point on the way from Convery, and it is no good. No good. So we came out of the timeout for the Interboro extra point. The score will stay 6-0. Partially blocked, maybe. I didn't see who might have got a finger on that. But in the meantime, end of the first quarter. But we'll keep it right here since we just came out of commercial there. Mike and... A couple other quick score updates. Marble Newtown 6, Florida High School nothing at halftime. Garnet Valley has jumped on top of Westchester Ruston 7-0. Thank you for the score update to my daughter, Neela, who's over on Smith Bridge Road for
finally
that one.
Put her to work. Good sign.
That's right. Let's see what else we can come up with. Scores from around District 1 and beyond. But Upper Moreland 6, Williamton at nothing. That's another missed extra point there. Harry S. Truman on top early, 14-0 over Methacton. And let's see, we've got other updates. Thanks to everybody up in the Pottstown area, Sam Stewart and everybody up at the Pottstown Mercury and so forth, just updating us with those Pac-10 scores. But Jaden McKenzie recovers a fumble and returns at 96 yards for a score. Glenn Mills had a terrific drive going inside the 5-yard line, coughed it up, and he ended up with a 14-point swing. 14-0. Springfield on top of Glenn Mills, so the defending Central League co-champs are in business on opening night over on Leamy Avenue. Here, 6-0 Bucks. Tim Convery will tee it up and kick it away. Panthers will try to maybe return the favor with a big kick return themselves. Standing deep to return, Tommy Foster and the sophomore Ebo Pio. So as we start the second quarter with a kickoff, Panthers, remember, won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half, but dug themselves a 6-0 hole here with bad special teams coverage play. Panthers now need to get 11 guys on the field, so here, trying to get a head count here for the Panthers. And let's see here, Pio and Foster counting 10, and here comes number 11. Okay, Daly's going to flank Pio and Tom Foster to return here. Convery has a teed at the right hash mark. The Bucks will kick it away. Panthers moving right to left now to start this second quarter, trailing 6-0. Low line drive, squib kick. It's going to roll to Tom Foster, who scoops it up at the 22-yard line. Looking for room off the right side. Shakes and bakes, stiff arm one way, and he's going to dance his way into some trouble there, and they wrap him up at about the 28-yard line. So, nice coverage there by the Bucks. Good containment to turn Foster back inside. And number 33, Evan Sorrentino, the junior, gets some credit for turning Foster inside. And the Panthers will start with first and 10 at about their 27. So 73 yards to pay dirt here for the Panthers, who had a decent opening drive. Four, six, nine, three, 12 plays. Just couldn't put anything on the board. First down carry for Zach Hussein, who's going to bull his way for a few off right tackle this time. They'll spot him just shy of that 30-yard. Are they going to cross the 30-yard line? See where they unpile and move it. Put the nose of the football on the 30. So Hussein, 5 carries for 18 yards thus far after he picks up 3. Second down and 7. Panthers from the right hash. That familiar wing T. Hussein and Daly behind Jake Fisher, who's under center. Tight end to either side. Give us to Daly, and he's going to push off right side and runs through two people there to pick up a tough 3 more. So Daly just running hard there. Not a lot of room for the Panthers in the early going here. Nice discipline for this Bucks defense so far. Really, that 15-yard face mask penalty, the biggest play of the night so far for the Panther offense. But trying to turn the tables here. Third down and 5 from their own 32-yard line.
A draw side here might be a nice play to have. It won't get you the first, but we'll get you a bunch closer.
Slot to the left is Sean Daly. Split left is Tom Foster. Cover 2 look here for the Bucks. Back to pass looking. They fire to this near sideline, and Foster turns an incomplete. Convery in excellent position. Never saw the ball. Foster tried to come back to it. The pass hit Convery in the helmet, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up 4th down and 5, and punt time for the Panthers. So
they've been starting to zero in on passes a little bit. That was a good throw. He's just well covered.
Yep.
And, of course, he releases that ball long before the runner gets there, so he's really not too sure what he's throwing into.
Right. All right. Ryan Krause will punt it away. Tim Convery and Kali Kutaye wait for the punt. End-over-end kick is going to come towards Kutai, who's going to field it at the 41-yard line. Looking for room off this near sideline. Gives some ground. Panthers trying to wrap him up. Gives more ground. And Healy is going to say no back at the 35-yard line. So they lose 7 on the return. Much better job that time by Burke and Healy to wrap him up. And, again, they were looking for that same idea. Set up a wall on their near on the home sideline here. But Kutai had to give up too much ground and much better coverage from Strathaven. Keeps the score at 6-0 here early in the second quarter. 10-14 to play before halftime, and the Bucks will start their second offensive drive at the 37-yard line. So fast-moving first quarter, each team with one possession, and the big punt return, the only difference at the moment. Tim Convery split to the right side. Shotgun look. Bunch formation. They run fake jet sweep and back to passes. Della Priscoli throws on the run. Incomplete. Looking for McLaughlin, who had some room on this near sideline but couldn't haul it in. Right near the first down marker. Falls incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming.
Who's the intended on that one?
Number 6. That would be Brett McLaughlin, the senior tight end. Ridley 9, Father Judge 7.
Ooh, that's a little closer than I thought it was going to be so far.
So far, Ridley just kicked a field goal to regain the lead there after a punt block. Della Priscoli, same formation. They fake the jet and they give inside, and this is Forte running through one arm tackle, but nice work there to wrestle him backwards and wrap up after a gain of 4 by Ryan Morris. So Forte picks up about 4, third down and 6 upcoming. So little wrinkle there for Innerbro, looking shotgun here and a couple variations off of it. Faking the jet to Kutai on 2 straight plays and looking elsewhere. But, again, everybody's going to keep an eye on where 23 is at all times. They figure he's going to be the go-to guy, but the Bucks with some obvious weapons otherwise.
Yeah, you can't let 40 open, neither.
Yeah, split to the near side. Here's Kevin Washington. Rolling to that right side, firing underneath. It's Kutai, and he is buried. He is absolutely hammered. Loses a yard there on a little bubble screen. They tried to set up a wall there, but nice work by Holbert. Number 41, John Morris. Good work there in pursuit, and it's going to bring up 4th down and about 7. They lose a yard, and Kutai a little slow to get up, but seems okay. So the Panthers get to return a punt now, upcoming for the first time tonight. See who stands deep. This is Della Priscoli who stands deep to punt it. Sean Daly and Tom Foster await back near their own 25-yard line. Snap is a good one. No pressure. Della Priscoli angles it right near this near sideline, and this is going to be a very short kick here. Panthers are going to come out with excellent field position. This is going to be out near midfield.
Yeah, it was a little too much of an angle there.
Too much of an angle. They're going to put it on the 45-yard line, so not the kind of result that Innerbro is looking for to tilt the field as end up with about 14-yard punt.
On the other hand, nobody ran it back for a touchdown either.
Well, right. It's still 6-0, and the Bucs defense has to feel good about two Strathaven drives that have come up empty. Here, though, the Panthers start with their best field position of the night. Moving right to left, 8:44 to play before halftime. Here's Jake Fisher. Wing T behind him. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. On first down, Daly goes in motion. They play fake and back to pass. Looking deep down the middle. Foster is out there. Comes back to the football. Incomplete. Incomplete. Good coverage out there from the free safety once again. Dan Cole. And again, taking their shot down the middle there and trying to get Foster on track.
Unless you can clear your receivers better than they're doing, that can't work. That's the bad news. Obviously, they're not managing to get the distance and separation.
Yeah.
And they've thrown into coverage continuously when they have an overthrow. And I don't know. I'd go for shorter passes.
Foster averaged about almost 20 yards per catch a year ago. Have not found him yet tonight. Jet sweep for Daly. He turns upfield, and Daly is going to be near the midfield stripe. It was running up third down and 5. Daly, 4 carries for 10 yards here. Midway through the second quarter, and again, depending on what happens here on third down, Panthers may think about four down territory again if they can pick up some kind of positive gain here.
Yeah, well, they've got to make the first down here, I think, unless these get really, really close. It'd I would not want to give the Bucs a short field.
Panthers go with a tight end to the right side, slot left and split left. On third and 5, Fisher under center. Play fakes, rolls to his right, looking. He's going to tuck it and run. He's going to cut up field, and he's going to be near first down yardage. Let's see. See where they spot it over on that far sideline. He's going to be maybe a yard shy, yard and a half shy. So decision time for Coach Clancy now. Fourth and a yard and a half from the Bucs, 47, call it?
46, I don't know. It's
yep.
Tough.
Panthers are going to keep the offense on the field.
Boy, this is
Belleville
gutsy.
Checks in at tight end. Clock ticks, 7:25 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers trail it, 6-0. Jake Fisher under center, 2 tight ends. Wing T behind him, Panthers trying to get something going on the delay. It's going to be close as Hussein pushes off right guard, and I think he's got it. Line judge on the far side has on the other side of the 45, and it is a first down. Big first down right there. Hussein didn't get much, but didn't need much.
Yeah, that's some tough football on both sides of the ball on that one.
Call it a gain of 3, and it moves the sticks and keeps the offense on the field for the Panthers. So biggest gain of the night so far for the Panthers is a 7-yard run for Hussein on his first carry of the game. Everything else has been in small, small chunks, but still can keep the offense on the field here. See what they can drum up from the 44. Hussein off the left side. He got a little room. Cuts back inside. First down yardage, I think. Nice work there by Hussein on first down. He's going to be just shy of the 35-yard line. Give him 9. So look at that. There's the Carroll curse in a positive way. I say
That's
something
right.
And the opposite happens. It's happened for years that way, and this time it worked out well for the Panthers. It's usually a jinx, but I'll take some mild credit for that one, huh? Well,
why not?
All right.
We certainly give you enough nonsense
enough blame when you
jinx it. So.
That's right. Second and 1 from the 36-yard line. It's Hussein again,
Ooh.
Straight up the middle, but he'll still fall forward and I think has a first down. Excellent stick right at the line of scrimmage, but Hussein at the met immediately after taking the handoff, but just falls forward, and they're going to maybe measure this one. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to bring the chains out. He crossed the 35-yard line, but not by much.
Yeah, he's at the 34, which I show is a first down, but obviously, yeah. You measured it. My program is only good for yards. It doesn't cover inches. So
Upper Darby on top of Bonner Prendergast, 10-0. Upper Moreland 12, William Tenn at 7, Satterton on top of Penwood 3-0, 2 playoff teams from a year ago at the 6A level.
First down,
Strathaven, so give a yard to Hussein, and Panther first down. Now, can they put it in the end zone?
And that was a good stick by 34,
Mike Moore. Big hit.
Yeah, he was, that was terrific. I mean, you couldn't do any better than that. You gave up the first down, but that's definitely a highlight play.
Panthers They will restart the game clock. 6:04 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Interborough 6, Strathaven nothing. Dan Reeves is your tight end to the left. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. 8 in the box. Give is to Hussein, and they A-gap blitz there. McLaughlin slams him down. Forward progress, I think, will still get him about 3 yards. So Hussein's starting to be busy now. 9 carries, 34 yards. That's a game high in carries and yardage for any running back at the moment. Second down and 7 upcoming. Panthers looking for their first points of the season. Well, it'll be the first offensive points for either team tonight. Is your only score if you're joining us late. And Drew Smith from the Daily Times called it an 87-yard punt return for a score by the senior from Interborough, Tim Convery. Tom Foster split end to the right. Fisher under center. Hard count. Interborough nearly jumps. Second down and 7. Give is to O'Connor, and he is swarmed. O'Connor is swarmed, and now is Ryan Morris going to get up is my next question. He had 3 guys kind of fall on the back of his legs, and he is okay. Good news there. He seemed to fall awkwardly. No gain for O'Connor as they tried that left side, and again, Bucks were sitting there waiting for it.
Yeah, and then it's the linebackers that are coming in and punch it through. There was a no gain on that, and they're reading well, and nobody's picking them up. So that's going to be something this Clint's going to have to take a look at.
Third down and almost 8. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. 4 down territory here for the Panthers. Play fake. Blitz coming from the backside, and Fisher still on his feet, but is going to be wrestled down there. Coming in clean off the backside was Gino Marchisano, his second tackle for loss, and this one's going to back up the Panthers all the way to near the 40-yard line. And so much for 4 down territory. The punt team's going to try to pin him deep.
That is the first sack of the night, really, I think.
Panthers just had no protection on this near side, on the Fisher's blind side. Never saw it coming. So they lose about 8 on the play. Ryan Krause stands deep to punt. Convery and Kataye await inside their 10. Spiraling kick, angling for that far sideline. Takes a terrific roll. Will it get out of bounds? And no, great job. It's down by O'Connor. At the 1-yard line, super job by O'Connor. Dives at the pylon and sticks that football at the 1.
Yeah, in high school football, all you have to do is touch the ball inbounds. You don't need to possess it. You don't need to lock it down. You just got to touch it. And
excellent,
that's what he did.
Excellent play by O'Connor. Nice low line drive punt, not near any of the returners by Krause. Gave him a shot, and terrific job by O'Connor. A diving play. They're going to mark this at the 1-yard line. How about a tackle for loss here, Lee Holbert or somebody else?
Somebody.
Huh?
That would mean that both teams have scored with specialty teams only.
Here we go. Tom Foster singled up on the near side here with Convery. I formation dotted by Kutaye. 2 tight end set here. It's Kutaye right up the middle and not much doing. Well, good second effort there is going to push him out to about the 3. Brings up second down and maybe 7.
The real important thing here to keep in mind is if Haven can stop these guys on fourth down and cause a punt, they should get outstanding field position. And with less than 3 minutes left, 3:27 now, but with less than 3 minutes left, that'll give them an opportunity to try to get into the end zone and tie this game up or even take a lead. With
Panthers still with all 3 timeouts. Interborough with 2 timeouts. 2 wide receivers, single setback. It's Kataye right up the middle. It'll get maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Good work by Holbert and Morris on the stop. Ryan Morris that time. And they're still going to be short of that 5-yard line. Third down and about 6.
When they hit the 4?
Yep. Third down and 6. They need the just past the 10. That ball could not have been spotted any closer to the goal line. What a great play by O'Connor. Now can the defense come up with one more big stop? Clock ticks, 2:45 and counting to play when they snap it. They break the huddle with 2 tight ends, split end to the right. Motion from left to right is Kutaye. They run the toss play to this near sideline. He's trying to turn the corner, cuts upfield, and has himself a first down. He was a shoestring away from going a lot further. But he tumbles across the 15 out to the 16-yard line, and that will get a fresh set of downs, and now the Panther defense needs to come up with some kind of a big play to maybe get the offense back on the field one more time. Still 3 timeouts remaining. If they can get a stop here on first down, we'll see. Gain of 12 for Kutai. Best run of the night for that young man. 31 yards on 9 carries now. Forte, single setback. Wing to the left is Kutai, and they run the counter and looking for room. For the first time getting loose here is number 4, Andrew Grebe. They've kept him in check on his first 2 carries. Not that time. He picks up another first down out near the 35. Well, I'm sorry, out near the, they'll put it on the 30. So Grebe gets going on the counter.
I'm sorry, give me his number again.
Number 4.
Okay.
So 3 carries for just 4 yards now. His first one went negative, no gain on the second one, but that goes for 10, and they move the sticks. First down and 10. Della Priscoli now in the shotgun. 2 timeouts. 2 wide receivers split to either side. Kutaye on his right hip. Back to pass. Looking. Heavy pressure. Rolling to his left now. He's going to take off and run. And over near that far sideline, steps out of bounds. That'll stop the clock momentarily here. 1:42 to play before halftime. And short gain there for Jared Della Priscoli. See where they spot this. Maybe a yard.
31, yeah.
I'll give him a yard on the scramble. Brings up 2nd down and 9. And the Panthers come up with a turnover. Some kind of a big play to get their offense another shot here before the halftime gun. The Bucks have mixed up the formations tonight. This has not been your traditional ground and pound over and over and over again. Nope. They're in shotgun a good bit now. Single setback. I'm sorry, I formation. Forte right up the middle. Runs through the first tackle, and then second man in is O'Connor on the stop. Undercuts him at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, Haven's been there, but they haven't been able to stop him.
Yep.
And that's part of that can be fatigue, too. Of course, we've got a relatively cool night here, so heat is not an issue. But first game of the season, boy, it's tough. Yep. A lot of kids going both ways.
They've been on the field for, you know, defense especially, 10, right. 11, 12 plays at a time here. Third down and about 4. If the Panthers can get a stop here, 106, 105 and counting to play, they can call timeout and give themselves a shot. Toss play, looking for room is Grebe. Nope. He's got himself shy of the first down. He's going to be stopped short. Line judge on this near side is going to spot this shy of the 40, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be 4th and inches. 4th and almost a yard. Clock ticks, 46, 45, 44. What do the Panthers want to do here? Coach Lennox, I think, is going to... Yeah, they're going to keep the offense on the field and let them run down the play clock here. If they can, well, the Bucks might, if they can pick up a first down, great. If not, they may just take a knee here. Not take a knee, but just be content to take a delay a game and then timeout. Okay. There it is. So they milk the clock all the way down to 20 seconds, call timeout now on 4th and inches. So nice work there by Coach Lennox to not give the Panthers much to work with here.
Going to take a quick break? I know we got 20
seconds
left.
Well, yeah, 20 seconds left before halftime. Why don't we take a short timeout, see what Coach Lennox can come up with, see if the Panthers can outsmart him and get the football back here late in the first half. 6-0 in a row. We're here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jared Della Priscoli will punt it on 4th and inches. Line drive kick. It's going to take a hop and roll. Panthers are just going to let this one go. Clock ticks. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds. It'll be downed back at the 15-yard line. The Panthers with just 6 seconds to go seem to be content to play it safe there. Not avoid a disaster. And my guess is Jake Fisher comes out, takes a snap, takes a knee here.
Oh, I would think that's a pretty good bet.
I mean, they did not set up for a punt return there. I think maybe the Panthers were being cautious or concerned that they run a fake. So they stayed in their base defense there. It really didn't have Foster or too many give anybody a chance to return that one. So Fisher and the offense will snap it at their own 15-yard line. Standing deep is a free safety, Convery. He's on his side of midfield here. Prevent defense here for Interboro. Fisher takes a snap, takes a knee, and they will take it to halftime. So, speaking of halftime, we'll have Pete Fulgenetti on to talk about his impressions of the first half and a whole lot more. We'll get some scores and updates from around District 1 and District 12 here in the Philadelphia area, southeastern Pennsylvania. We'll have a lot of analysis on how the Panthers and Bucks were going head-to-head here in a low-scoring first half, 6-0. You're only scoring one special teams breakdown for the Panthers and one big-time special teams play, beautifully done on the punt return, an 87-yard variety, 6-0 Interboro, and that is your only scoring of the first half. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out. Be back in a few minutes. Thanks again to our terrific sponsors, Kenneth. On every week here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Welcome back to Interboro's South Avenue Complex, where we're working on natural grass, and we're at halftime with Interboro is leading 6-0 on the strength of a punt return. Otherwise, Pete, it's been, I would say Interboro's probably stronger and it's got more yardage, but Haven's sticking with them.
They're sticking with them, but if you look at time of possession and yardage, the Interboro definitely has the edge there. I'll be honest with you, Mike. I was a little disappointed in the emotion of the Panthers. It just seemed like they came out a little lackluster. And I thought that after watching that scrimmage last week against Westchester East, they really dominated them. I thought maybe tonight they would come out a little stronger. But we still have a half to go, so we'll see what happens. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the playing, it's funny, watching our quarterback, Jake Fisher, he is –
really got an arm, and he's extremely accurate. The problem is there's no point of separation between our receivers and our defenders, and that's, you know, is not a formula for success. He's thrown some balls right on the money. Unfortunately, there's a defender right there, knocked it down, hit him in the helmet. I mean, there's just been no separation from our receivers, which means either we've got to get the ball to them faster when we're at a point where there is separation, which means we got to throw shorter passes, or somehow be able to streak down there without them following
so
closely.
Yeah, I was a little surprised Thomas Foster wasn't more open on some of those plays. One play, the two of them actually went right towards his hands. They were broken up, but sometimes you just have to outfight your opponent on that. You just have to be a little more aggressive, and you know, maybe that's it. One other thing, there was on the drive going left to right here, if you remember, it was third down, and there was a pass to Sean Daly. He was wide open. It was about 20 yards down, and it was overthrown by a good 5 yards. But, I mean, if that would have been a connection there with him open, and he was had a lot of space in front of him, I mean, that could have been a real big play. So, I mean, they're moving the ball, but then they're just, for some reason, you know, and this is game one. It's still August. You know, half the people are still down on the beach. So you can't expect everything. But I just was expecting a little more a little more excitement out of the offense. The defense played very well. I mean, they're bend and don't break tonight. They gave up yards, but when they had to stop them, they did. And, of course, the one punt return, they had the man pinned down near the 10. They let him turn the corner, and he just ran the sidelines. And that's the score, 6-0.
By the way, time of possession is not awful. I mean, it is definitely in Murrow's favor. What is it? 13 minutes over 11 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So it seemed like, not humongous.
Well, it seemed like they had it longer because they had it in the first quarter, almost the whole quarter. But
right.
I think in the second quarter, we controlled more. So that's why, it kind of bounced out.
And right now, Interboro really hasn't done much in the air. We've done lots of attempts, not much successful. But they've got a couple of big bruisers, certainly within their number 40, who's a go-to guy, Joe Forte. He's terrific. He reminds me of a big Pete Celebrate from years ago, where just hand it to him, and he's good for 4 or 5 yards almost every time, although Haven's called his number a few times. But also has been terrific is Cuyate, who's just finding openings now. And I think one of the problems when you're playing an upfront football game like this, you're going to start seeing some fatigue on players, particularly when they're playing defense. You know, they're not going to wrap them up as cleanly. There's going to be extra yards. So I really think Haven's got to come out in this first possession. You know, we talk about the same thing almost every game, but really got to come out and put some points on the board and kind of keep them in this game because
I think this – you know, 6-0, this is a game that they can win. Now, they can come out here and control the ball, get down there, and kick that extra point, and then play some defense. I mean, this is not like, the Centerbury team is very – they're young, but they're very quick, but they're not that big. I don't know, but I just think that if we maybe can wear them down a little bit and score a couple in the second half, we're going to beat them.
I think what we've seen is if Haven can find a way to throw the ball and catch it, I mean, we can throw it. If we can find a way to catch it, that's going to be a key because that's going to give us some yards and some scoring. And the containment, obviously, the running game. Both teams have shown an ability to bend and not break. You know, they give up some yards, but they'll come back and stop them when they have to. So, and both teams seem to take some risks on questionable, third, fourth and ones and that kind of thing.
I think this year, Mike, for Strathaven to be successful. And we talk about it every year. We know Coach Clancy has his own system. But with a quarterback like Jake Fisher, who, I mean, he threw a pass in the first half 50 yards, and he wasn't even straining with it. He just clicked his arm and it went. I mean, we have a man that can throw the ball deep. I don't know if there's any wide receivers that haven't played tonight. Maybe, you know. But if you could get in high school football, if you could get a couple guys and just break a couple of long bombs each night, that could be the difference in the game.
I think the issue is you're counting on a fairly clean reception, i.e. you want a 1 or 2 yard distance between your receiver and your defender, and that's what we haven't seen tonight. Interboro has played Haven's receivers extremely tight, very effectively, and while the passing has been right on the game, Fisher's been right on the money in most of his passes, particularly later in the first half. There's really, you can't throw it into traffic time and time again. First of all, you're going to get picked off. Secondly, receivers are not good enough. I mean, fighting for the ball is wonderful in college and in the pros, but realistically,
these guys
are not going to, they can't reverse direction that quickly.
I think in this game, what could move the ball in the second half is – are passes but short, down and outs. Maybe drop back and throw a little five-yard pass over the line. And then let them run with it.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I've been advocating that for years. Hasn't happened. Clancy's not comfortable, I know, throwing in the middle of the field because he figures nothing good's going to come of it. But, of course, a little flare pass.
The Fisher has a strong enough arm to go for the sidelines.
But he's got to get the guy.
He's got to get the guy down and out.
But that's the thing. Down and out, he should be open because if they're worried about him burning him deep, which, of course, is what they have to be worried about now, they're going to play off him, give him some space. Well, I'll take those 7-8 yard passes all day long. We'll march right into the end zone with that. But we're here.
And Innerberg's defense right now, I mean, they're just playing up near the line. They're looking for that run, the counter run and all these runs.
Well, they've been able to stay with the deep receivers, though.
Between the deep receivers and all those linebackers up at the line, there's an opening. There's a middle space in the field there that can be taken if you go for it.
Right, right. No, I don't disagree. We'll see if they can make some adjustments and start calling some plays that will take advantage of some of the weaknesses here. And I think Innerbro's game plan has come back and say, look, we've got a six-point lead. We're having some good ground game. Let's keep after it. Their passing game has not been successful. I mean, they haven't really thrown much, and when they have, they've been running for their lives.
Innerberg's not going to beat you through the air, but they have a great speed back with number 23, is that?
Yeah.
When he turns the corner, I mean, he can break any play.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to keep the ball on the ground. That's where they're going to make their yardage, and if they're going to win this game, that's where they're going to win. They're not going to beat Haven through the air. I think Haven could win through the air if they do it properly.
Well, I think that will open up the game. That's the other thing. You know, when you run a wing T, you play the box, and you can pretty well stuff that run only because you're outnumbering the linemen, the offensive linemen versus defensive linemen. If you force them to honor any kind of a pass threat, then they've got to back off of that, and now your linemen or your running backs have, you know, 4 or 5 yards they can hit the hole with. And that's where you're going to break some stuff open. But we've talked about this every year, and you know, Haven will play to what their strengths are, and what Clancy certainly knows his players much better than we do after watching him for the last 24 minutes. So we'll make our best guesses, but that's a formula. But I think just in general, playing football, it's been a good game. It's been an exciting game. Both teams are moving. I think the newspapers expected a higher scoring game. That's been contained, but of course we'll see what the second half brings. But I really think I think that if Haven can establish some kind of a passing threat, that's going to give Innerbro a lot to
worry
about. Yeah,
I mean, it's there for the taking, but they got to go for it.
All right. In the meantime, it is 6-0 Innerbro. We're at the halftime over in the South Avenue Complex.
South Avenue Complex.
And we're playing on real grass, which is interesting. It looks good, actually. The field looks good. It just isn't marked real well from the standpoint of calling out yards. But we'll deal with that. In the meantime, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll come back. And you're listening to the best high school football has ever sounded on havenfootball.net.
That's right.
That's
you
right.
Got it. You got
you
it.
You got it. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent.
Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulcinetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to South Avenue Complex here at Interboro High School. Brian Carroll bringing a play-by-play, but not much to see on the field just yet. Team's still in the halftime locker room. 6-0 Interboro, and Panthers trying to get something going on offense. Just 39 yards of total offense for the Panthers in the first half. Just two of it through the air. So, again, trying to get that passing game on track, just like Pete and Mike talked about a few minutes ago. Jake Fisher, 1-for-5 thrown. And Zach Hussein, 10 carries for 34 yards, has the bulk of that offense, offensive output so far. Sean Daly, unofficially, 4 carries, 10 yards. And Nick O'Connor, 4 carries for 8 yards. Daly with the only catch of the evening for the Panthers for 2 yards. But, again, wanted to also, before we get to the Interboro stats here, quick score updates from around District 1. Marple Newtown is down in Florida tonight playing Florida High School. They lead 6-0 at halftime.
Interesting.
Marlon Weathers punched in a run for the Tigers with 40 seconds left in the second quarter just to put them on the board just before halftime. Coatesville 28, Simon Gratz 7 at half. Also at halftime, Central Buck South all over Abington 21-0. Upper Darby and Bonner Prendergast, a battle of two schools that are really practically right next door to each other.
That's right.
But it's been all Upper Darby in the early going. So a 10-0 lead has now been extended to 16-0, a pick six just before halftime. 16-0 Royals over in Lansdowne. Perk Valley on top of Downingtown West, 14-0. Ridley on top of Father Judge, 16-7. Springfield, 21. Glen Mills, nothing. Harry S. Truman all over Methacton, 28-0. Penridge all over Norristown, 28-7. At the end of the first quarter, North Penn and LaSalle were scoreless, trying to get another update there. Henderson on top, 7-0 of Oxford. C.J. Preston, one of the best backs in southeastern Pennsylvania they expect this year, his first carry, 97-yard touchdown run. So a good start there for C.J. and
the
Warriors.
Yeah, what's he do for his second carry?
Over at, we'll find out. Not much further to go, really. Southerton, 17. Penwood, nothing. Pensbury on top of Academy Park, 7-6. So, again, tough game tonight for Academy Park. Home game, but again, just a quick story there if you're joining us late. Another big news item from over the summer. I'm feeling like I'm only giving the bad news tonight, but Jayon Smith, their starting center and a guy who was expected to be one of the best offensive linemen in Delaware County, tragically killed in an accident on I-95 this summer. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody at Academy Park and the friends and family, of course. In fact, they started the game tonight with 10 players on the field and nobody to snap the ball. They just left the center spot open, took the delay game penalty, and in remembrance of one of the Academy Park Knights' best players from last year. So it's a shame to lose him.
He would have been terrific this year.
Yep, and you know, so many things even beyond the football field that are lost there. But again, hopes that Coach Vosheski and the Knights can bounce back. They trail for Pensbury 7-6 at the moment. Sun Valley 13 over visiting Pottstown, 13-7 at half. Radnor all over Upper Marion, 21-0 at the moment. Unionville on top of Springford. That's two heavyweights at the 6A levels. 10-0 Unionville on top top of Springford at the moment. Do not have an update on the Chamonix and Roman Catholic, so hopefully get some scores from there shortly. Garnet Valley 13, Ruston nothing at halftime. Matt Lassick has over 100 yards rushing already. John Rickey has two catches for 43 yards and a score. So the offense for the Jags clicking over on Smith Bridge Road tonight. We'll see them in about 3 weeks. The Panthers in 2 weeks will see Harriton, who is up 21-0 on Valley Forge Military Academy at the moment. So Harriton off to a fast start here. And next week, Panthers on the road again at Lower Marion. So that'll be played at Harriton High School. Check out the website, but a 7 o'clock kickoff at Harriton High School against Lower Marion. And then we're at Harriton again to play Harriton the following week.
Okay, is that right?
Yeah, so the Panthers were... We'll play two games in a row at Harriton High School over the next couple weeks, and then on the road again. No, then we'll finally be at home, right? Is it three on the road?
We have Springfield.
Away. On the road, and then finally, a month into the season.
It's game five.
Game five, the Panthers will finally get to George L. King Field to host Garnet Valley. So, in the meantime, they're trying to get things turned around here against Interboro. The Panthers will start with the football in hand to start the second half. But Interboro in the first half, Jared Del Priscoli, 1-for-3 throwing it for 16 yards. Both of those... I'm sorry, 2-of-4, rather, for 15 yards. I forgot to mark that last completion. Both completions to Kelly Kuyate, who has 15 yards receiving. Kuyate also 31 yards rushing on 9 carries. Joe Forte, 6 carries for 31 yards as well. Andrew Grieve, 3 carries for 4 yards. Della Priscoli, 2-for-9. So Panthers, again, not much going offensively. Interboro... slightly more, but not much to show for it. And again, the only real big play of that first half, the only scoring play, of course, an 87-yard punt return. And I remember being here 2 years ago, standing in this very place, and the Panthers allowed 2 punt return scores. And sure enough, it bites them again. I was talking, and there was a jinx, maybe a conversation beforehand, before the game with members of the Panthers coaching staff to say, you know what, we feel good about our speed. We feel like better about our special teams than when we were here 2 years ago. And sure enough, on the final play of the first quarter, 0-0 on the clock, the senior, number 11, Tim Convery, he goes 87 yards sideline to sideline and then just right up the wall here along the home sideline. So, again, tough break. One breakdown for the Panthers. That's the difference in the game thus far. Both defenses have had their moments of excellence, and Pete was mentioning, Mike, at halftime that really you had excellent coverage in the secondary. The Panthers have, you know, not been able to get any kind of separation from the defensive coverage.
That is a key, and I think if Lance is going to come back and throw it, he's either got to throw different patterns or do something to get them to back off. Obviously, when the Panthers are running deep, the defenders know it and are going to stay with them. But I'm assuming that, and I haven't watched, so I can't tell you for sure, but I'm assuming that they're probably giving them a pretty wild berth in the first 10 yards. So that's, to me, I would start hitting him the first 10 yards, let him play up, and then when he bites on that, you know, let him play up and then take off long. You should be able to beat him down the field because, you know, there's no doubt that Fisher's got the arm and the accuracy. His first couple of throws were high and a little bit off, but, boy, the last few, if it hadn't been for perfect coverage by the Bucks, those would have been caught could have been caught for serious yards.
Yep. A couple other quick score updates that we were looking for, and we have them. Thanks again, everybody at Twitter, for posting. Neshaminy 7 and Roman Catholic 7. They are knotted at halftime. Quick other score update. Mike, you asked, like, what's C.J. Preston going to do to top the 97-yard run? Well, he had an 85-yard kickoff return.
Really?
So Henderson on top, 20-13. So a wild one in Westchester here on opening night against Oxford. The Hornets hanging tough, though. Pensbury has extended their lead on Academy Park. It's now 14-6, the Falcons on top of Academy Park. So
I think Academy Park would be shocked to get a first loss.
Yeah, but again, that's as tough a first game as you might find here. A big 6A team who's always in a powerful division. So again, Academy Park, my guess is they bounce back regardless of tonight's result. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Del Valle League and trying like crazy to reclaim the Del Valle title. Of course, Academy Park won the 5A district title, but did not win their league thanks to Interboro a year ago. Interboro won a one-point game in the regular season here. Academy Park went on to bigger and better things in the 5A playoffs, and Interboro, you know, for all the talk we had before the game where they beat Strathaven with a two-point conversion late in the game, lost the District 1 4A final to Pottsgrove a year ago on a similar play. Lost 27-26 on a two-point conversion at the end of the game, and so the pendulum swung at the, well, first and last game of the season. It was a bookend with a different result here for the Bucks. So the Bucks lead 6-0. Tim Convery has the special teams coverage unit on the field. He has the football teed at the right hash mark at the 40. He's ready to kick it away and start this second half. Ivo Pio is one of the flanking to the left of Thomas Foster, who waits at the 13-yard line. Over on the far sideline is number 5, Sean Daly. And it looks like we are just waiting for the ref to put his hand in the air, and here we go. Ready to roll. Second half action, 6-0 Bucks, and a high end-over-end kick is going to come down. This is Ebo Pio, who takes it at the 20-yard line. Looks for a little bit of running room, dances his way across the 30 and out to the 33. Decent field position to start the second half for Strathaven. Jake Fisher brings the offense onto the field after just 2 yards passing, 1 of 5 thrown it in that first half. Trying to get on track here and get things going. One other quick score update. LaSalle up on North Penn, 21-0. Chester trails Haverford, 20-0. So a couple other scores, not nearly as close as this one. All right, split end to the right, Tom Foster. Wing tee behind Fisher, who on first down gives to Zach Hussein. Straight up the middle, he's pushing and shoving his way through a couple tacklers for a gain of about 4. Second down and 6 upcoming as he stretches it out to the 38. So a gain of 4 puts Hussein at 38 yards on the evening. Just kind of a sledgehammer straight ahead between the tackles, running style for Hussein, who's not likely going to run away from anybody, you know, speed-wise, but again, just very effective if they could be patient and take 3, 4, 5 at a time. Split end to the right is Foster. 9 men in the box for Interboro. Can Panthers block them all? Play fake back to pass Fisher. Looking, fire into the flat. Has a man out there. It's caught by O'Connor. First down as he cuts inside and out across the midfield stripe to the 49-yard line. That is how you get guys out of the box.
That's exactly right. It's how you get out of that box, and that's how they stop cheating on you when you start going deep, too.
Nick O'Connor picks up 15 and a Panther first down. Nice, easy, safe pass. Good job by Foster to clear out that side.
And he was wide open.
Yep, Foster clears the side. I mean, they have to respect that deep threat when Foster takes him deep and O'Connor all alone in the right flat. On first and 10 from the 49-yard line of Interboro, Panthers trying to get it going. Here's Hussein off the left side. He's going to rumble forward to the 46-yard line. Gain of 4 more. Second down and 6 upcoming. So a good start here on their first 2 plays. Foster checks out. They're bringing Ethan Belleville as a second tight end. Sam Burke, just a sophomore, is over the football at center. 6'1", 210-pounder. Belleville tight end to the left. Reeves to the right. Give is to Hussein, who takes off 3, 4 more. Hey, you do that 3, 4 times, you've got yourself another first down. And this sets up third down and almost 3. So Hussein, again, if the Panthers can be patient and continue to pound away behind Holbert and Morris off the left side. Keep the clock moving as it ticks away. 9:55 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers trail 6-0 but are on the move from the 42-yard line. Third down and almost 3. 2 tight end set. Motion man is O'Connor. Off the left side one more time. No, they've run the sweep. Oh, no, keeping it himself is Fisher. And, boy, he faked everybody out.
Yep.
I thought for sure he handed it to Hussein. Then I thought O'Connor had it. So they run the quarterback boot. And they're going to be just inches shy of a first down. Fourth and inches. They need the 40-yard line. They're just shy of it. So Fisher on the sweep picked up almost 2. Well, call it 2. And it brings up fourth and inches. They break the huddle with 2 tight ends. Reeves to the right, Belleville to the left. 9 in the box again for the Panthers. Fisher turns, gives. It's Hussein off the right side. He's pushing his way forward. First down, ball came out. Let's see. Now they're going to call him down first. Ball came out. Bucks are excited. Think they have a fumble, but they marked him down first. Panthers will retain the football as Hussein put it on the ground, but he was down first, and he picked up 2 yards and a Panther first down. So big, big moment. Almost a big swing there for Innerborough.
It always concerns me when I see relatively young backs running and pushing and really just moving their feet. It's the what they need to do, but, boy, they have to protect that ball because you're stood up and people are coming in and they got nothing to do. You're already pretty much tackled, but you haven't gone down, and just start tearing at the ball.
Right. Seventh play of the drive upcoming, first and 10 for Strathaven from the Bucks' 39-yard line. Motion man is Daly. Back to pass. They fake and they float it to the flat again. It is complete, and it's O'Connor again who makes the grab across the 35 to the 34. Nice work on first down, keeping the defense honest. And Nick O'Connor picks up six. Call it six more. Nice work there by Fisher. Just complete the passes, complete the easy ones, and then you take your shot down the field later. Panthers in hurry-up mode here. They break the huddle quickly. Second down and four, and it's Hussein off the right side this time. Still second, third effort coming. And let's see where they mark forward progress as they unpile near that far sideline. He's going to be shy of the first down on second down and four. It'll bring up third down and about two. Third and two upcoming.
Hurry up offense again.
Yeah. Panthers no huddle. Up-tempo here, and back is Fisher. Give is to Daly off the right side this time. First down and more. Daly into the secondary and dives his way across the 25 to the 24. Nice work by Sean Daly to pick up nine and a Panther first down. Little up-tempo action here.
Driving me crazy. Yeah. I'm trying to get up with the
And
stats.
Here they go. No huddle again. And now timeout, Innerborough, 8:07 to play in the third quarter. And nice work here by Coach Lennox to say, wait a minute, we're on our heels a little bit. Panthers on the move, trailing 6-0. We'll take a short timeout, see what they can keep momentum going here. Promising opening drive for the Panthers coming out of halftime. They trail 6-0 here on Haven Football Update.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net. For the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans, for bringing us back, and thank you for so many other things for years and years.
I debated whether I should do that, but I know that if I had said something to Jack, he would say, quiet.
I need to catch my breath for a second here in that one. All right, here we go. Panthers on the move, first and 10 from the 24, just inside the 25-yard line. Under center is Jake Fisher. Nine in the box again for Innerborough from the right hash mark. Give is to Daly. He's going to lower his shoulder and pick up maybe a yard. Much better job from the defense that time. Number 72, Rick Neal on the stop for the Bucks. Brings up second down and about eight. Fortunate spot there for the Panthers, I think. And Daly got that himself, I will say. There was not much push from the offensive line that time. Second down and eight. Panthers almost certainly in four down territory at the moment. Wing T, two tight ends again. Reeves to the left this time to the field side. Motion man is O'Connor. Play fake, back to pass. Looking. Fisher lets it go to the end zone. Reeves is out there. It's going to be intercepted. Coming out the other way is Convery up the near sideline. He's going to be dropped there by Dan Reeves, but ill-advised throw. Two defensive backs standing in the end zone, and Convery comes down with it. He's had the two biggest plays of the game thus far, the punt return and now an interception at the goal line.
Who's at 11 and intercepted
it? Yep, Tim Convery on the stop. Good work by Dan Reeves to drag him down at the 14-yard line. So Innerborough starts their second half deep in their own territory. Still, promising drive for the Panthers there. Stalls on their first turnover of the evening. Split end to the left is Dan Cole. Split end to the right is Convery. I formation dotted by Kuyate. He takes it off left tackle, and he explodes into the secondary. Tries to turn the corner and across mid, out near midfield. Foot race now. Kuyate is going to be dragged down at the Panther 43-yard line. And, boy, how many times do you see that where a team just makes a mistake and there's a letdown immediately afterwards? So we'll count up the yardage here as Kuyate, by far the biggest play of the night for the Interboro offense, all the way out to the Strathaven 43.
43 yards.
Yep, 43 on the carry. So Kuyate, they've kept the horse in the barn for most of the first half, and he's dotting the I formation again. This time it's Forte straight up the middle, and he's dropped immediately. Nice work by Ryan Morris on the stop. Forte picks up 3, second down and 7. So just like that, the field tilts, momentum tilts after the interception.
That's the name of the game. That's what you got to watch for. And a good team will take advantage of that like Interboro just did.
Cole split to the left, Convery to the right, I formation again. It's Kuyate is going to be stopped short of the first down there. Nice work there. Looked like he had a big hole there, but Daly closed it quickly. He stopped at about the 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough
30,
sight lines
37.
Here. Very tough. Yeah, here we go. 37-yard line. Third down and about 5. All right. So we'll try to keep you updated on scores here as well. Penwood is on the board, but they still trail Satterton 24-6. Marple Newtown up 12-0 here. It's Grebe on the far sideline. I believe he has a first down. They knock him out of bounds out just near the sticks. Grebe on the counter. And they are going to give him the 32-yard line and another Interboro first down. Gain of about 5 on the play. 4 carries for 9 yards for Grebe, who had a tough start to the evening, but has picked up positive yardage on each of his last 2 carries. Panther defense on their heels now, need a big stop. 6-0 Interboro with the lead and the ball and momentum here. 1st and 10, give us the fullback Forte straight up the middle. Luke Healy there to meet him along with Ryan Morris. And now Interboro, again, maybe smelling a little blood here. Is this Healy? Okay, Healy's okay. He was slow to get up there momentarily. Forte takes it to the 30, so give him about 3 more. And again, this is where, again, you might see less and less of the spread here and go just straight ahead, power football that Coach Lennox has had in his back pocket for years. Tight end to the left, I formation. It's Kuyate bouncing to the outside, cuts back inside, first down. The Bucks on the move here as he takes it down to the 15. Let's see where they're right up nose of the football right on the 15-yard line. Right on the 20. Again, if you're joining us late, our sight lines are not great. The only yard markers we have are over on the far sideline, and we're doing some extra work to option look here. Della Priscoli cuts into the secondary. Nice work by Daly to stay home on it and make the stop. Got a Panther slow to get up here. Looks like Ryan Morris, but he'll be okay. Second down upcoming, and the Bucks offense starting to find their sea legs here since halftime. Game of six on the play.
That turnover really was a huge difference. That turnover was in the end zone, that interception.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that's how close the Panthers were to getting something happen.
Here we go. Tight end to the left. They toss it that way. Kuyate looking for room, cuts inside. He's got a head of steam, and into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, Bucks, with 4:16 to play in the third. And Kuyate, a big run to get him out of trouble from deep in their own territory. Ripped off 43 on their first play of the second half. And now here takes it the final 14 for the score. Disappointing for the Panthers there. Now, Mike, I wonder if they just go for 2 here. Now they're going to go for the extra point. Convery on to attempt it. Mike Ventura will hold. Let's see, the first one from Convery went wide right. Panthers trying to get something going here. Something positive here in the second half. Kick is up, plenty of leg, and it is good. Convery converts. So Convery starts the sentence and ends it with an exclamation point there. An interception at one end of the field.
an extra point at the other. 13-0 Interborough. Late in the third quarter. See if the Panthers can bounce back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to South Avenue Sports Complex. Interborough on top 13-0. Quite a swing in the last three-plus minutes. Panthers were on the move. A terrific drive to open this second half. Interception at the goal line by Tim Convery. And just six plays later, Cali Kuyate takes it 14 yards for the score. Extra point from Convery makes it 13-0, and the Panthers now have to get something going
quickly. But I'll tell you, that pass to the end zone, you know, considering they've been able to cover our long receivers, you know, because Ryan's releasing that ball, or Fisher's releasing that ball before he knows anybody's there, and that's just asking for a disaster.
Well covered, indeed. Squib kick. It's going to take a hop and it'll be fielded by one of the up men. And nice work, good decision there to fall on it at the 35-yard line by Ethan Belleville. And again, the short passes to the flats were working. And on that particular play, it was well covered. It'll come with time. You know, Jake Fisher's first varsity start tonight. But that might be a play you look at on film and say, you know what, throw that one away. Throw it over your receiver's head and live to fight another play.
To me, the fact that the play was called, I mean, they've been covering our deep receivers. So when you're running the end zone, you know, there's only so far the receiver's got to cover you because you can't go any further.
Yeah.
That's a concern I have. And then the way he's throwing it with, which is before he sets.
So. First and 10. Gives to Daly off the right side, and he'll get a couple. Second down and 8 upcoming. Sean Daly now 7 carries, 23 yards. And we'll see. See what they can get going here. Second down and 8 upcoming. Rick Neal on the stop. Reese Hoskins has homered again for the Phillies tonight. If Pete was asking me during a break, what about those Phillies? Mm-hmm. Reese Hoskins has been the hottest guy in baseball right now. One of the hottest hitters. All right, Panthers need a big hit here too. Tom Foster split to the left on second down and 8. Fisher. Back to pass, looking, rolling, has time, plenty of time, looks, fires underneath it, is come in and out of the hands, almost caught by Dan Reeves at the first down marker. Went into a baseball slide, but was met there by Gino Marchesano. Marchesano's had a couple big plays tonight with a big sack of Fisher earlier. Pass pretty well delivered, just good defense right there.
Yeah, well, and you know, you got the hand of the Bucks. They have covered our receivers well. Whether it's patterns, whether it's speed, or a combination thereof, the shorter passes out to the sidelines have been pretty much open. Which, you know, I would just think you just continue to throw to them until they cover them, and then something else should open up. But of course, that was a relatively short pass here, and he was extremely well covered.
Yep. Defense for both teams has been quite good for the evening, but the Bucks pitching the shutout here. At the moment, on third down and 8 now. Fisher sends a man in motion. O'Connor back to pass. Looking, has a man out here. Wheel route is deflected at the line. Big play at the line of scrimmage because Daly had room out here. Oh, that's a tough play tough break for the Panthers. Fisher had it deflected at the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, Daly was wide open on this near sideline.
Any idea who got a paw on it?
I did not see who got their hand up. We'll have to check the film on that one, but... 4th and 8 upcoming. Panthers go 3 and out, and now we'll kick it away to Tim Convery and Cali Kuyate. Krause takes a snap, pressure this time, but gets it away. A wobbler off the right side of his foot, angling to the far sideline. There'll be no return as it rolls out of bounds across the 40-yard line. So Krause has had himself a good night. I mean, punting the football. He had a ball that was down inside the 5-yard line at the 1. This one, no return here. But again, the one big return at the end of the first quarter. Not on the punter necessarily, but again, no, not a good job by the coverage unit on the 87-yard return from Convery, and dug the hole, and it's gotten a little deeper here in the third quarter. 3:16 to play here in the third. The Bucks first and 10 at their own 37-yard line and a 13-0 lead. Split end to the near side, Kevin Washington. Slot right is number three, Dan Kolb. Della Prescoli turns and gives to the tailback, Kuyate, and he's going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage this time. Nice work, Lee Holbert. Nothing doing that time for Kuyate. It'll bring up second down and 10. Panthers have had a number of very good plays on first down on defense. There have been stops for loss. There have been, you know, no gains, short gains, incomplete passes.
Yep.
It's been a couple of key third and long plays that didn't necessarily turn into points, but still keeps your defense on the field and wears you down a little bit. On second and 10, they fake the jet sweep, run the count the other way. Ball in the air now, scramble for it, fumble, and the Panthers think they're on it. And they agree, the officials agree. Nick O'Connor is on it.
24?
Yep, they ran the counter. Ball popped straight up into the air, and 24, Nick O'Connor on the recovery. Panthers offense, signs of life now, perhaps. They'll start at the 37-yard line. Each team trading first turnovers here in this third quarter. Still, Panthers need to make something happen with 2:31 to play here in the third, trailing 13-0. Can the offense strike back? Sam Burke over the football at center. Two tight ends, wing T formation. Not eight in the box. O'Connor in motion, gives to Hussein straight up the middle. Ball pops loose, scramble for it, and I think they gave it right back. Let's see. We'll see when they unpile. Hussein took a huge hit. The ball jumped back the other way, and it looks like the Panthers got on it. Fortunate play, I believe. Well, we'll see. I don't know. Bucks still think they have it. There's a wrestling match for it at the 35-yard line. Second down.
Second
the Panthers
down.
Got on it. Who got it? Lee Holbert, maybe, or Burke? Sam Burke, the center, makes a big-time play right there. Wow. So they'll spot it at the 34-yard line. Hussein was on his way to about an 8-yard gain there when the ball was shot straight backwards, but into the arms of Chris Burke, or Sam Burke, rather. Second down and 4. Hussein will give it a go again, and this time, second, third effort. Oh, good dive at the last moment here, and he's going to be near first down yardage. He's going to bring up third down and 1, but he was stacked up, but Hussein on his 16th carry of the night spun his way forward. He'll bring up third down and we'll call it 2. Third and 2. Garnet Valley over Ruston, 19-0. Here, Interboro 13, Strathaven nothing. Marple Newtown 18, Florida High School 7. Here on third down and 2. Panthers shift to a wing right. Daly in the backfield, he takes the handoff, cuts it back, and he's going to be near first down yardage. We'll see. See where they spot it. I think he's shy. Yep, 4th and 1.
That play took a little long to develop for my liking.
Yep. 4th and less than a yard. Clock ticks. 110, 109, and counting to play here in the third. 4th and less than a yard. Panthers need to get something going here. Trying to turn their first turnover of the night into points. Everybody stacked in tight. 9 in the box. Fisher's going to keep it and go. He squirts out of the pile, and Jake Fisher's going to go 30 yards for the score. Quarterback dive goes 30. Fisher stays low, squirts free, and the Panthers are on the board with 48 seconds to play in the third quarter.
That was terrific.
Shades of Kevin Mulholland. 2012 up in Pottsgrove when he took an 80-yard quarterback sneak over center. This one didn't have to go quite as far, but everybody pinched in tight. Fisher squirts free, and 30 yards later, the Panthers have their first touchdown of the season. Emmett Young to kick the extra point. Fisher will hold. Snaps a good one. Ball spotted. Young gets it away and is plenty long enough and straight through the uprights. 13-7. The lead has been cut in half. 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a short timeout and be back in just a moment. Panthers on the board. Can the defense hold when we come back on HavenFootball.net?
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese, now retired down in Texas, and speaking of,
but
thoughts...
But lives on forever.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And speaking of Texas, our thoughts go out to everybody down there. Stay safe this weekend.
Stay dry.
Stay dry. Yeah. All right, Panthers, we'll kick it away. Emmett Young has it teed at the right hash mark, ready to kick it deep. Kuyate waits for the kick, and it's going to come down to Grebe instead at the 13-yard line. Andrew Grebe looking for room off that left side. He runs into Chris Rossini, and the flag comes in late. We'll see. We're going to end up with, what do you end up with here? Flag on the play at the 32-yard line.
Where's the ball go, 32?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see what the call is. What do you have here?
Oh, it's against Interboro.
It's against Interboro. I just did not see an actual signal. What was the call here? They're going to march it off. Referee will say holding or illegal use of the hands. Okay, and it'll march it back to the 22-yard line. So, Panthers, again, cash in on the turnover, just as Interboro did in the early part of the third quarter. Interboro gave the fumble away, and maybe the biggest play of that drive is Sam Burke falling on Hussein's fumble to keep possession in the hands of the silver and black. Della Priscoli under center. On first down, it's Kuyate off of the left side, and he's going to push his way forward across the 25-yard line to the 26, maybe. Gain of about 4 for Kylie Kuyate. He's up over 100 yards now, or near 100 yards. All right, let's see here. We'll keep an eye on other scores. Penridge all over Norristown, 35-7. We'll see what else we can come up with here as we near the end of this third quarter. And I think Interboro is content to let it tick down. They're just standing there looking at the scoreboard. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and we have come to the end of the third quarter. So they traded touchdowns over these last 12 minutes. Panthers have to do better than a trade in the fourth quarter now. Yep. So we'll see what we can do when we come back. Interboro trying to hold on to that 13-7 lead. They have the football and momentum when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter about to start. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer on color commentary, engineering, and everything else that is HavenFootball.net tonight and in the days ahead. Pete Fulginetti helping with the stat spotting, and you heard from him at halftime. Glad to have Pete back. And this is our 12th season on on HavenFootball.net. I started this in 2002 with
Darryl Dobus.
With Darryl Dobus on the Scholastic Play-by-Play Network on the radio, but once we got that internet going, 2006, we were up and running.
Yep, and we took over, and it's been joy ever since, except these stairs are getting steeper and steeper.
Well, it'll feel better if the Panthers can turn around the next 12 minutes. Second down and six. Della Prescoli back to pass. Looking, is under some pressure now. Scrambling back to his left, looking for some running room. Turns upfield here and steps out of bounds. Near first down yardage. Is there a flag on the play? The Panthers were screaming for it. Looked like a hold in the backfield there, but nothing forthcoming. All right. They're going to mark Della Prescoli at about the 31-yard line. It's going to turn into third and a yard. Good work there by Della Prescoli, and good coverage by the secondary. Nobody open, but making something out of nothing. Good work by the junior quarterback. Scrambles for five, then brings up third down and one. Panthers needing a big play now. Trying to get the offense back on the field and keep it tilted in this direction. Official's timeout. Yeah, okay, what are they? They're going to measure? All right, they're going to measure. Della Prescoli stepped out of bounds on this near sideline. Sticks are all the way on the Strathaven side, so they'll march it over. Gives us a second to double-check some scores from elsewhere. We're excited for the season to begin. Last glance, LaSalle all over North Penn, 21-0 early going. Speaking of a blowout, Cardinal O'Hara's up 45-0 over Olney Charter. That's in the start of the fourth quarter, so mercy rule in play over there. Perk Valley up 24-0 on Downingtown West. Kennett up 8-0 over Avongrove. And speaking of Perk Valley, gives us a chance to talk about Interboro coming up. Remember, Del Valle League has fewer teams, so they have to go out and find more non-league games. So not an easy draw here for Interboro over the next few weeks. Norristown's having trouble tonight. So Interboro, obviously Strathaven tonight. But they should, I would think, match up well with Norristown next week. But then they have Newman Goretti, who should be better. Albie Crosby, former Imhotep coach, is the head guy there now. We'll probably turn that around in a short amount of time, I would think. And then Perk Valley, a very good 6A team, looms in week four. So Interboro testing themselves here in the non-league schedule before they get into Del Valle play, which is no picnic either.
Right.
The likes of
Academy Park
and Penwood, and Glenn Mills gets better week after week, and Chester and of course Chichester, gives you a battle all the time too. So no easy sledding here for Steve Lennox and friends, but we'll see what they can do now on third down and inches. And I mean probably a few chain lengths in terms of inches here.
Well, actually, the signal seemed to be almost a yard.
All right.
So,
okay, we'll see where they spot this.
I mean, in high school football, it's tough to contain a yard. But,
yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Panthers trying to get their defense off the field. It happened on the last drive when Nick O'Connor pounced on a fumble. Interboro trying to keep possession and keep that clock moving as they nurse a six-point lead here, moving right to left in this fourth quarter. 11:51 to play in regulation. I formation, Della Prescoli, hard count. Panthers nearly jump. They give to the fullback Forte, who plows his way across the 35-yard line for a first down. Forte picks up five and will move the sticks. Rustin is on the board. Thank you to my daughter Neela for the update, who has some unpleasant things to say that Rustin has scored on her Garnet Valley Jaguars, but it's 19-7 now. And thank you for the update.
How far along are they?
They're in the fourth. I haven't asked her about that yet. Wing to the right. They toss to the left. Kuyate has got some running room off left tackle. Cuts inside and was one shoestring away from going a long way. Chris Rossini with probably a touchdown-saving tackle. But a gain of 12 more for the senior tailback.
Boy, this is where Haven really has to stop these guys if they're going to have any shot at this. And it's slipping away as they...
It's getting tougher. Guys are moving a little less quickly in the fourth quarter. 8 two-way starters for the Panthers this year. It's not an easy way to go. Luke Healy hobbles off. Dan Reeves checks in. Belleville shifts to the inside linebacker spot. Gives to Forte right up the middle. He spins his way for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. Wow. Just kept those feet rolling. and Forte picks up seven more, and it's second and short. This is where it gets tough also. I mean, second and short, you know, logic will tell you they're going to keep it on the ground, and just knowing 30 years of Steve Lennox, they're going to keep it on the ground and be smart about it. But this is where you can take a shot down the field and still feel good about third and short if you needed it. Convery split to the right, but they're going to keep it on the ground. Tosakuyate, who puts it on the ground, scramble for it. It's a fumble, and it's loose. I don't know who has it. That may have kicked under the belly of an Interboro player, but I don't know. They're going to wrestle near the first down marker. Third down, and an Interboro player is going to come out with it.
Who
Panthers,
ran with it?
Kuyate had that pitch go right through his hands, and he came up with it. To his credit, he stayed with it. He bounced off his foot, kicked forward, and it's going to be third and inches upcoming. So, the Panthers so close to catching a break there. Self-inflicted wound there for Interboro, but Kuyate makes the best of it. Third and less than a yard. What's the call here? Wing to the right, I formation. Panthers show blitz in the A-gap, give us a Forte, and he's going to plow his way forward for four more and another Interboro first down. Well, when it rains, it pours there for the Panthers. They were inches away from getting out of big trouble and now have to deal with likely three or four more plays short of a turnover as they move it to the 37-yard line of the Panthers. Interboro breaks the huddle. First and 10 from the Strathaven 37. Wing to the right. It's Kuyate. Toss play to the left. Cuts it back. And he's going to dance his way forward and carry a tackler across the 30 down to the 27. I believe. Let's see where they spot this. It's going to be second and a yard. So what used to be early in the half for Kuyate, about three or four at a time, has turned into double digits on most of his second half carries. Good job here. Good conditioning from the front five, front six, really, of Interboro, tight end included, McLaughlin.
Well, offense is always playing downhill.
Yep.
So it's very, very tough to be defense down this field.
It's off the left side. This is first carry of the night for number 34, Mike Moore. The Panthers ripping at that football, trying to get something going there. Turns into second down and about five. So Moore on the carry. Kuyate got a little breather there. Give him five. It brings up second down and five. Kuyate back in the game at tailback. Ryan Krause checks out. Zach Hussein checks in on the defensive line. Lee Holbert at defensive tackle alongside of John Morris. Trying to get something going in the middle of that line here. Second down and a long four. Toss to Kuyate off the left side, and they step into it right there. Nicely done there by Belleville to sling him down. And they stop him for a loss, I believe. Wait till they spot the football, but Kuyate did not have anything going that time as Belleville got a good first step and beat everybody to the ball. All right. Call it a loss of a yard. And still third down and five, and still four down territory here. So Coach Lennox has to like where they are at the 22-yard line, third and five, just over 8 minutes to play here in regulation. 13-6 Interboro. Panther defense needing a big stop here. I formation on the counter. Here comes Grebe to this near sideline, turns up field, and it'll be close. It's going to be close. We'll see where they spot this. And I think he's got enough here. Let's see. Do they or do they? Yes, there they go. They'll move it. So Green picks up six. Moves that. He's moved the chains a couple of times tonight. Again, not huge yardage, but they picked up three first downs on his last three carries. First and 10 from the Strathaven 16-yard line. Della Priscoli under center. Grebe is winged. Football on the ground. Scramble for it. He fumbled the snap. And we'll see. We'll see. I think the Bucks are back on it. Della Priscoli fumbled the snap, and he cleaned up his own mess there. Loss of a yard on the play, but he recovered the fumble. And again, boy, the Panthers need a break here. Need a ball to bounce their way as two Innerborough fumbles in this drive have landed underneath the black and gold jerseys. Been a long drive going here. All right, another give to Kuyate off the left side, and he's going to lunge forward for about five more, maybe six. They'll spot him right on the 10-yard line. We'll bring up third down and about four. 18 carries now for Kali Kuyate. He's been a busy young man. Averaged 9 yards a pop last year. Not quite there tonight, but still more than effective. 7:07, 7:06 and counting. On third down and four. Give inside, and he's going to be just shy of the first down, just shy of the goal line. But Andrew Grebe has picked up yet another first down. Four carries in a row for a first down for number four in black and gold. And it's going to be first and goal to go here. Rossini on the stop. But they're going to have four cracks at it from the four-yard line. Panthers starting to wear down now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what this is all about.
And the shame of it is that most of these guys are not going to get a break on offense. They're going to turn right back around and get back on the field if they can get. But it'd feel better to get a stop here somehow. Toss play. Kuyate off the left side. Has room and into the end zone for the second time tonight. 6:40 to play in the fourth. And Innerborough has stretched their lead to two touchdowns once again. Well, it's one of those things where you know it's coming, and can you stop it?
Yeah, and the answer is no.
Not so far. Kuyate's second touchdown of the night on his 19th carry. Tim Convery will try the extra point. And now the Panthers, trailing by two scores, are going to need something to happen quickly. Two scores and six with 6:39 to play here on the game clock. Convery on for the extra point. Mike Ventura to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty leg and plenty straight enough. 20-6. Innerborough on top. See what they can do to hold on to that when we come back. Panthers trying to turn things around. We're back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Welcome back to South Avenue Complex here in Glen Olden. Strathaven trailing 20-6. Momentarily feeling a lot better at 13-6 after a big fourth down conversion. Jake Fisher takes it 30 yards on a QB sneak. But the defense could not hold up there. A 74-yard scoring drive capped by Kali Kuyate's second touchdown of the night. Two Innerborough fumbles, both recovered by the Bucks in that drive. Short kick. It's going to take a hop and come down to Sean Daly at the 21-yard line. Looks for a little running room, runs into his own man, but still on his feet and pushes forward out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And good second effort there by Daly. Didn't have much running room at the start. But Panthers still with three timeouts in their pocket, coming off a scoring drive in their last possession. And we'll see what they can put together here. Still plenty of time, plenty of room to cover, but it'll take something. Even if you can't score quickly on this drive, it'll take a quick touchdown somewhere. But they go to shotgun, four wide. Back to passes, Fisher looking, firing to the flat, has a man out here. It's O'Connor who makes the catch, and he's pushing his way for about 6-7 yards maybe. O'Connor's third catch of the night. Fisher connects after two incompletions on his last couple throws. He's now 4 of 10 on the evening. O'Connor, the recipient of three of those four, 27 yards for the senior. Fisher again in shotgun. Reeves split end to the right. I'm sorry, to the left. And to the right is Tom Foster. Back to pass, Fisher looking. Heavy pressure, and he's going to be buried. He's going to be sacked by number 60. Coming right up the middle is Anthony Zizza, and it'll drop him for a loss of about 12. Second, it'll be third down and 14. Well, that's kind of the tough part of shotgun there in terms of, well, you know, you're down by two scores. The defensive line can just tee off. And tee off they did. Fisher had no chance. Tommy Foster split end to the left. Wing to the right is O'Connor. On third and 14, under center is Fisher now. Motion man O'Connor. They give it to Hussein. Goes straight up the middle. Gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. Not much else. So Hussein picks up four. It'll be fourth down and 10. And now timeout. Strathaven, their first timeout taken of the evening, and we'll take a short one with them. 5:01 to play here in regulation. Coach Clancy's going to have to come up with something spectacular here on 4th and 10 when we come back. Glad you're listening, either live or on the archive. We'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to South Avenue Complex. 4th and 10 upcoming for Strathaven. And now, what can they put together here from their own 36-yard line? Here we go.
Shotgun
from
again.
The 37, shotgun look. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the right side here. Back to passes, Fisher. He's looking. He's under heavy pressure. He's going to be sacked again. The Bucks have him for the third time tonight. This time it's Mike Moore on the heavy pressure. Drops him back at the 25-yard line or 27-yard line, and the Bucks will take over on downs. Sacks on second and fourth down there, and the Bucks defense has been very good tonight. The only points allowed on a short field, a 37-yard drive, and Strathaven's going to take something incredible now, the way the Bucks have been moving the ball. 4:53. Della Priscoli takes the snap, hands it off, and there's not much doing that time. Good work there by Ryan Krause on the stop of Joe Forte. Gain of maybe two for Forte. Brings up second down and about eight. So the Panthers, a week from now, taking on Lower Merion. He has a lot of good skill players, from what I understand. Not a big line, but their skill guys can score from anywhere. So that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But here, trying to get something stopped here. And the give is to Moore, and he runs into Ethan Belleville in the backfield, but carries him forward across the 25, down near the 22, 20, we'll call it the 24. And timeout here, Strathaven, to stop the clock. So the Panthers use their second timeout. And now on third down and four, need some kind of a stop. Turnover would be even better. Hey, heads up over at Archbishop Carroll, our old buddy Dan Connor, 1-10 a year ago as they're trying to rebuild that program almost from scratch. Archbishop Carroll on top of Olney Charter, 34-12 in week one. So good sign there for Archbishop Carroll. Glad to see that for Dan. Cardinal O'Hara has gone final, has beaten Kip DuBois 45-0. Let's see here. Westchester East is on top of Council Rock North, 13-7. Hmm. So East is who Strathaven handled quite well last week in the scrimmage. Yeah. And they're on top of Council Rock North for now. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores as well from District 1 and District 12. A couple other quick things to mention, speaking of high school football. Tomorrow there are games. Imhotep at Harrisburg tomorrow should be interesting, but hold on. We'll come back to that in a moment. On third down and five, it's Moore off the right side, off right tackle, and he has himself a first down. So you got fresh legs now at tailback, and Mike Moore down near the 15-yard line, and the Panthers in trouble now. 20-6, they trail it. First and 10 from the 16-yard line for Innerboro. Fresh legs in there at tailback, and it's going to take a turnover and then some.
Yep. Yeah, through just under 4 minutes, it's a little tough to imagine how this could happen. Short of a turnover, run back for a touchdown, onside kick, touchdown, then we win.
Innerboro has not attempted a pass in this second half, and to their credit, they've tacked on two more scores. What a job by the front six, up line and tight end. Moore bounces to the outside. He's still on his feet, pushing his way down near the goal line, carrying tacklers down to the one-yard line. Oh, he's just shy of the goal line. Gain of 14. And that, you can absolutely see, is a fatigue
absolutely.
Factor there.
Fatigue, Moore, morale.
Yeah, Moore was... There's blood in the water now, and he's got his hands on the football three times now and just in the last few minutes. And Kuyate did a lot of the heavy lifting through the first three and a half quarters, and he's come in to – he's the closer, it seems. He lines up at tailback. He had a sack on the defensive front in the last series, and he's just a yard away from pay dirt now. First and goal from the one. It's Moore straight up the middle, and he is hit and met by Belleville, but still falls forward into the end zone for a one-yard touchdown. The Bucks may have just put it away there with 2:49 to play. As number 34, 6 foot, 200-pound junior Mike Moore pounds it in from the one. So, nothing too flashy. Just straight ahead power football.
I was
going to
say, it's just Bucks football. That's the way it played.
Straight ahead power, Steve Lennox football. Didn't even attempt to pass here in this second half. And still, toss play, that off tackle to the left has done it at the Panthers' end several times. Extra point, wide right. So there's some things to clean up in the kicking game as Convery now just 2 for 4 on the extra points. But Convery with a huge special teams play, a huge defensive play with an interception at the goal line. I think they'll forgive a kick or two at this point with the lead of 3 scores, 26-7. Innerboro on top with 2:49 to play. Be back in 30 seconds. See what the Panthers offense can do with a couple more minutes left on the regulation clock. Glad you're joining us live on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Mike Moore takes it in from the one-yard line. 2:49 to play here in regulation. And the Panthers staring at a 26-7 deficit, Mike.
Yeah, and it looks like Innerboro's got 12 men on the field, so they're pulling one off now. This has just been all Buck football. I mean, Haven didn't get the breaks they needed. I think there were some bad plays called. You know, the idea of going down and trying to capitalize quickly on a big passing play, seemed to be ill-advised as well as good as coverage was. And then they seemed to, you know, they had some good connections on short plays, and they went again long to the end zone, lost the ball. And, of course, they caught it, would have changed this game around. But here we go.
Squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Ethan Belleville, who sidesteps one man but then is dropped at the 40-yard line. Belleville, one of the up men, has grabbed a couple of kickoffs tonight and given the Panthers a decent field position. But Panthers now will try to get something going here late in the game, see if they can build some kind of momentum, some offensive momentum. And see where they go with this. If they'll go under center, yes, they will. Wing T, tight end to the right, split end to the left is Tom Foster. Double wing. Fisher under center. 1-2-3-step drop, looking, fire into the flat, has Tom Foster out there. First catch, he makes a grab. He was slung down by the helmet over on that far sideline, but he takes it to the Innerborough 43-yard line and picks up 17 and a first down. First connection of the night between Fisher and Foster. So a good sign there that they got on the same page with the out route. A lot of deep balls attempted to fish to Foster, but that's the first time they hit him on a hitch and worked out well. First and 10 from the 43. Fisher under center. Foster again split to the right. Give is to Hussein, who tumbles forward for three. We'll call it two. He's had a busy night, 18 carries, but 64 yards is really where the Bucks kind of wanted to keep him, you know, under 4 yards a carry. Split end to left is Foster. Tight end to the right is Dan Reeves. On second down and 8 from the 41. Back to pass. Fisher fires the out route again. Caught by Foster, who makes the grab. First down and steps out of bounds on that far sideline. Gain of 8 more for Tom Foster. And again, if anything else, they can get that connection going and some confidence with Foster and Fisher and get some rhythm on those hitches, the deep balls will come. Again, if team starts sitting on that hitch route, he'll burn them deep. But for now, take what they give you and get yourselves better. Back to pass is Fisher on first down. Looking. Now they fire a deep ball to Foster. He's out there and incomplete. Oh, Foster came out of his break, but the ball came over that left shoulder, and it was coming out of his break with a little push off, a little bump on the defensive back, and Foster seemed to lose his balance. No, nothing called, but Foster with a little shove to the defensive back.
Well, I think Foster was looking for it over his left shoulder, yeah, not over his right knee.
Yep.
In attempt to search for it, there was some contact.
So, second down and 10. Jake Fisher under center. Wing to the left is O'Connor. Split end to the right is Thomas Foster. Rolling to his right is Fisher. Looking. He's going to tuck it and run. Turns it upfield, and Jake Fisher cuts it back inside. Still on his feet. Back across the hash mark, and he takes a hit, but down to the 15-yard line. Down to the 15, and that picks up a Strathaven first down. So Jake Fisher, his last two carries have gone for 30 and 17 yards.
Yeah, but that was really dangerous, and it wasn't going to get you anywhere.
Yep,
so.
I know.
Was it the
15? We hold our breath. Yep, he's at the 15-yard line, first and 10. Fisher turns, gives to Sean Daly. Daly goes straight up, cuts it inside, and straight up the middle, down to the 6. He's going to be near first down yardage. Clock ticks, 125, 124. Panthers looking for another score here. But timeout on the field with 1:22 to play. Timeout Innerborough, and see if the defense can catch their breath and hold on, keep the Panthers out of the end zone one more time. But, yeah, again, Panthers working against a defense that's not really coming after them necessarily, but still, to get some rhythm, to get some confidence. This is a very young offensive unit, especially at the skill positions.
Yeah, and again, I just don't think that the play calling did them any favors tonight. I thought they had some really nice moves on the ground, a little more patience. I don't mind the passing at all. I just think they should have been shorter, high-percentage passes. And then when you set them up for 3 or 4 or 5 passes where they got burned short, then you go long because they've got to worry about the short. We just didn't establish ourselves well enough, and the long coverage was just too well played. And, again, the technique now, because of, you know, the kids only have so much talent, the quarterback is throwing the ball long before receivers get there, so he doesn't know what he's throwing into.
Fisher under center. Two tight ends set, wing T behind him. On second and short, give is to Zach Hussein, who pushes his way near the goal line but is just shy. First down, clock stops momentarily with 1:16 to play here in regulation. They'll spot the football just outside the goal line as Hussein went for 5. Hussein is your fullback in the wing T again. On second down, Bucks show blitz. They give it to Hussein off the left side, and he is in for the touchdown. Zach Hussein's first varsity touchdown comes at the 109 mark of the fourth quarter. Trying to cut the lead in half once again, but Panthers should feel good about that last drive. A 60-yard drive, and Hussein gets the payoff. 20 carries for 70 yards, and now Zach Hussein on to the score sheet with 1:09 to play here in the fourth.
Are they going to go for two?
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they will. They're going to go for two here. Try to make this a 9-point game. Fisher, play fake, looking, rolling to his right, now scrambles back to his left. Still looking, fires back across his body through the hands of two Strathaven players. Incomplete, it falls. So 26-13 is where the score will keep it. But again, hey, I like the idea, as long as you don't get anybody hurt there. But hey, we'll take it. All right, Panthers will kick it off. We're going to take another short timeout to thank our sponsors once again. A little over a minute to play in regulation. Panthers trail by two scores, but no quit. Lots of fight here in the, on the Strathaven sideline. Glad you join us in week one. We're on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
60-yard scoring drive for the Panthers, and they're going to try the onside kick. Hey, might as well practice it. Yep. Here's Emmett Young teeing it right between the hash marks. It's got to go 10 yards. It bounces off of a buck and scramble for it. Let's see. I think the Bucks are on it, and they are. Nice work there by Dylan Kolesnik, number 79. Good hands to pull it in. And they will start at the 45. Will the Bucks with a two-touchdown lead?
They start at the 50, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. At the 50, yep.
I can't see it either.
Two officials standing in front of that yard marker over there. So here we go. Lee Holbert will check out. Brian Boyer will check in. Under center is Mike Ventura at quarterback. Gives to number 25 off right tackle, Kyle Bonner, his first carry of the night for Innerborough. Some substitutions here late for both teams. No gain on the play, but the clock ticks. Two-score lead here for Innerborough, and they are now just 45 seconds away from starting the season 1-0, just like they did last year, and yep, trying to make it three straight victories over Strathaven.
Much more thrilling game last year, though.
Yes, indeed, indeed. But still some big plays on the special teams and on the offense, or all facets, really, for Innerborough tonight. They covered every piece of it. Ryan Morris on the stop here on number 33's first carry of the evening. That's Evan Sorrentino. Gain of three, and I don't think they'll need to snap it again. They won't. They're going to line it up in midfield, and the Bucks defend their home turf tonight. 26-13, Strathaven was game. Just a couple too many mistakes, and the defense wore down late. And no, not a discredit to the defense at all. Just a more of a big-time hand clap here for the Innerborough Buccaneers. Big effort from the front five, front six. No passes attempted in the second half, and they said, well, try to stop it, and the Panthers couldn't get it done. So, congratulations to Coach Lennox. Third straight victory over Strathaven now over the last 4 years, and here we go. Panthers going to try to dig out of that hole starting 7 days from now when they're on the road again against Lower Merion. So, we'll take a short timeout, be back for a quick wrap-up, and maybe a couple more score updates before we wrap up. Innerborough defends our home turf 26-13. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Innerborough High School. The Bucks 26, your Panthers 13. Game effort for the Panthers. not quite enough execution on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, the line had their moments, but, again, dealing with a 7-8-9-man front at times can be very, very difficult until you establish that passing game. So we're hopeful that that will come in the weeks ahead.
Well, that will come. And I'd like to see some play calling that's a little more conservative. You know, you're down by six. You got the ball. You're moving the ball. You're throwing short passes successfully. What's the sudden rush? You have to get down to the end zone, particularly when you've seen coverage all night long. Some pretty good on the long passes. It didn't work out the way we wanted to, and I just think it was a fatigue factor at the end. I mean, when Interboro started going downhill, when I say downhill, was going, you know, running north-south rather than west-east, it was It was a big difference, and you could see Haven was just beat at that point and exhausted. So, it's, you know, they'll have to get their sea legs. They've got a couple of teams that are going to have an easier time matching up against, I think, in Harrington and Lower Merion. We'll see how that plays, and then they're going to run into a buzzsaw with Springfield, but we'll see what they can do, because I think they've got to show themselves that they have the abilities to do some things, and I think that their strengths are that they do have a good passing game. They have some nice downhill running. We just got to get the blocking and open up the holes and make it work.
Well, certainly, again, opportunities in the next couple of weeks to improve upon some things, and certainly some reasons to feel optimistic. So one of those things that more than one of those things, I'm sure those optimistic plays will be featured on the play of the game over the next couple of days. So check back on the website over the weekend for stats, score updates from elsewhere. You know, a whole lot more leading into next Friday night's kickoff. 7 o'clock kickoff will be on the air at 6:45 from Harrington High School against Lower Merion. So we'll be at Harrington for the next 2 weeks, Lower Merion, and then in the same district, Harrington, over the next 2 weeks. So hopefully the Panthers can get into the win column. Good luck to Interboro moving forward. We're thankful for getting us set up in the booth here tonight. Appreciate everything here at Interboro. It's always a fun time. And we wish them luck moving forward. So, for Pete Fulginetti, thanks for the halftime effort and certainly the stats and the spotting. To Mike Mayer, doing everything on HavenFootball.net, especially in the days ahead. Check back with us. Brian Carroll signing off. Panthers looking for the win column next week, and we hope to hear and see you then. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.